Booger, get off her.
Mario, it's okay. He just wants attention.
Bad booger. Booger, Jeffy, come get your dinosaur.
Booger, it's time for dinner. Here, Booger, have a Skittle.
Daddy, he bit my hand.
Oh, Booger.
He won't let go.
Bad Booger, let go. I'm going to get a hammer.
Booger, let go of my hand.
Somebody do something.
Booger, let go.
Where did my head go?
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, doctor, I called
because... Ooh, a Skittle, and a green one, too. Those are my favorite. Damn, but hold on. I eat like a bird, so just bear with me. See, I just like to suck on it, because I can't chew it, because I don't have teeth. Oh, it runs out of flavor fast, though. It's like juicy fruit. Okay, what's up?
My son lost his hand.
Yes! Yes! I'm sorry. I know this is a serious situation, but it's not every day somebody loses a hand, okay? I got jokes. All right, first the name calling. Luke Skywalker, Anakin Skywalker, Mace Windu, Count Dooku. Hold on, who else lost a hand?
Can you help my son?
A guy from 127 Hours with James Franco. Who else lost a hand?
Come on, help my son.
I'm trying to think of somebody else who lost a hand. Princess Jasmine from Aladdin. Almost. Okay, I'm done. All right, what do you need a hand with?
My son got his hand bit off by his pet dinosaur.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, it's going to happen. I mean, the first thing I'd prescribe is not having a pet dinosaur anymore. Yeah?
Well, I mean, I didn't know he was going to bite his hand off.
Well, why would you not think that? It's a pet dinosaur.
Okay, look, what can we do? Can you, like, give my son a new hand?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I could give him one of those cool robot hands like in Star Wars.
Really?
No, you little idiot, because that's a movie. You're an idiot. Yeah, no, I can't really do that. That's not real. I do have this little hook hand that I bought at a dollar store, though, so you could wear that. You'd look like a pirate. Wouldn't you like that? Would you like to look like a pirate? I bet you would, you little idiot. Yeah, you wouldn't want to be a pirate?
Can you just put it on his hand?
All right, fine. But first we should shake on it.
Just do it.
All right. There you go. Got yourself a nice old hook hand.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah, now you look like Captain Hook from Peter Pan, you know? They called him Captain Hook because he had a hook for a hand, which is kind of stupid. I mean, what they call him when he didn't have a hook hand? Captain Normal Hand? That's dumb.
So, is there any rules that Jeffy should know about having a hook hand?
Yes, a lot, actually. You probably shouldn't scratch your eye with that hand, or your balls, unless you want to give yourself a vasectomy. You probably can't play basketball anymore. Can't give anybody a high five. Don't wipe with that hand, for sure. Don't pet any more cats. Yeah, if you're dating a girl, you probably...
No, okay, he understands.
All right, whatever. Well, I guess I'll just go home to my ugly wife. Oh, hey, can I take those Skittles with me?
Yeah, here you go.
Shoot!
Those damn pigeons. All right, where's Rosalina? All right, Jeffy, get ready for school.
You're gonna make me go to school with this hook hand?
Yeah, Jeffy, I'm not gonna let you play hooky from school.
Mario, don't make fun of Jeffy's hook.
Yeah, low blow, Daddy, low blow.
I wish Rosalina did that to me.
Boys are gross.
All right, Jeffy, get ready for school.
All right, Daddy, but if someone makes fun of my hook hand, I'm beating bottom.
Alright class, today we're going to be learning about the oceans. There are 5 main oceans in the world. The Arctic Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, the Indian Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, and the Southern Ocean. Any questions, class?
Hey Cody, I didn't know your mom had 5 places to live.
She doesn't.
Yeah, she does. There's 5 different oceans, and she's a whale, a big fat whale, so she lives in all 5 oceans.
Oh, I get it.
Oh man, I hope no one knows she's my hook hand.
Hey, what's that?
Oh, nothing.
Hey, what is that?
Nothing.
Wait, what's on your hand?
Nothing, leave me alone.
No, show me.
No, it's my wiener.
It's not your wiener.
Yes, it is. It's my wiener. Hey, everybody, this kid wants to see my wiener.
Not your wiener, shut up.
No, it's my wiener, leave me alone.
It's on your hand.
It is my wiener, leave me alone.
What is that, a hook hand?
Oh, yeah, I hurt my hand and it came off, and now I have a hook for a hand.
What are you, like a pirate, you pirate freak?
I really look like a pirate?
Yeah, what are you doing at school? Shouldn't you be at home getting hooked on phonics? Hey, Captain Hook, where's Peter Pan?
Jeffy, Bori, stop making noise, you're interrupting the class!
But teacher, this pirate freak has a hook hand. Hey, everybody, look at his hook hand!
I wonder how Jeffy's day at school went.
Guess who got suspended? What?
Your boy. Jeffaroni and cheese.
Jeffy, why'd you get suspended?
For beating Bottom.
Why'd you beat Bottom?
Because I told you that if someone made fun of my hook hand, that I was going to beat Bottom. So Bottom was beaten.
Jeffy, why'd you beat Bottom, though?
Because he called me a pirate!
Mario, that's not funny.
Jeffy's a pirate.
Oh, you think it's funny that he called me a pirate? I'll show you a pirate!
Jeffy. What's that noise? It's coming from... What? Hold on. What are you doing?
Building a pirate ship.
Building a pirate ship?
Yeah, take a look at it.
How much does this cost?
$50,000.
$50,000.
Mario, this is so cool.
It's not $50,000 cool. Who told you to build this?
Him.
Jeffy, what are you doing?
My name's not Jeffy anymore. It's Captain Jeff Sparrow.
Well, Captain Jeff Sparrow, your ship's coming down. Break it.
Break it?
Break it.
Okay.
A captain always goes down with his ship.
Jeffy, you're grounded.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
How about we have a sword duel instead, and whoever loses has to walk the plank?
No.
Yes.
You can't turn down a sword duel. That's in the pirate code. You turn down a sword duel, that's how you get scurvy.
Okay, fine. We'll get a stupid sword duel, and when I win, you're grounded for a month.
All right, Daddy. Let me get the swords. All right, Daddy. Let's sword fight. Arr! Aha! You lose, Daddy. Now you gotta walk the plank.
No!
Walk the plank. All right, Daddy. Walk the plank.
I am! What are you gonna do?
Jump off.
No, I'm gonna break my legs.
Jump off!
No, stop.
Jump off, Daddy!
Okay! I think I broke my leg.
Mario, are you okay?
No, I landed on my leg. It hurts. Oh, Jeffy!
Stay still.
Ow!
And done. How'd you break your leg anyway? Were you in a play and someone told you to break a leg?
No, I fell off a pirate ship. Wait, what? You were there!
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to make the joke.
How long do you think my leg's gonna be broken for?
I don't know. Probably till the next video. Sorry, I had a long day. I had to help your son with his hook hand, and then I had to build him an entire pirate ship, which he still hasn't paid me for, by the way. Then I had to come here and help you with your broken leg. Anyway, stay gold, pony
boy. Ow!
Oh.
What's wrong?
Just remembered my wife's making chicken tenders. I don't like her chicken tenders. I'm probably gonna stop by KFC on the ride home.
Yeah. Ow.
Mario, are you okay?
I broke my leg because of Jeffy. Jeffy, get in here. Let me yell at you.
Arr, shiver me timbers, Daddy.
Jeffy, why are you dressed like a pirate?
So I can get free movies.
But no, Jeffy, seriously, why are you dressed like a pirate?
Because you thought it was funny that kids at school were calling me a pirate because I had a hook hand.
Jeffy, that's stupid. Take off that costume.
I will, but first, Daddy, I have to tell you my pirate jokes.
No, no pirate jokes.
Yes, pirate jokes.
No.
Yes. How much does it cost for a pirate to get his ears pierced?
How much?
A buccaneer.
That's dumb.
Why did the pirate cross the road?
Why?
Because it started with R.
That's so stupid. You can literally do that with any word that starts with R.
Hey, Daddy, you want to hear a pirate tell you the alphabet?
No.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
What's the joke?
Q, R, S,
what?
T, U, V.
That was the joke.
W, X, Y, and Z.
That's so dumb.
Now I know my ABCs.
Shut up. Shut up.
Next time, won't you sing with me?
So the joke was for you to say the whole alphabet and just emphasize R because you're a pirate.
Daddy, why does it take pirates so long to learn the alphabet?
You tell me, you just took you forever to say it.
Because they can spend years at sea.
Jeffy, please stop.
Daddy, why did the pirate buy an eye patch?
Why?
Because he couldn't afford an iPad.
That's so dumb. An iPad is electronic, and an eye patch is just cloth. Why would he settle for that?
What did the pirate see down the toilet?
What?
The captain's log. You get it? Because like a big poop in there.
Ew.
The captain went in the bathroom and he pooped.
That's
and left it in there, and it was your big log.
That's gross, Jeffy. Stop it. Stop it. Go to your room. Take that off.
Dang. Why don't pirates go to the strip clubs?
Why?
Because they already have all the booty.
Jeffy, that's inappropriate. Leave.
Did you know that 3.14% of all sailors are pirates? Get it? Like pie? 3.14%.
Okay, Jeffy, no more pirate jokes. Leave. We're done. It's getting old. Go leave.
Yes, more pirate jokes.
No more pirate
jokes. What's the pirate's favorite part of a song?
What?
The hook.
That's dumb. Leave.
Why couldn't the pirates play cards?
Why?
Because the captain was standing on the deck.
Okay, that's it. Okay, leave.
No, hold on. I got a couple more. Why did I take the boat's wheel out of my pants?
Why, Jeffy?
Because it was driving me nuts.
It's not even that funny. Stop it.
What is a pirate's favorite food?
What?
Barbecue.
Stop it. That was pretty funny, but no, stop it.
When a pirate gets lonely and wants a girlfriend, he goes and buys a hook.
Jeffy, stop it! All right, Jeffy, that's it. Go to your room right now.
All right, buddy.
Mario, what's that?
What?
Look!
Jeffy's hand!
It is Jeffy's hand!
We can call a doctor, and they can put it back on.
Mario, let's do that right now. Hurry!
Okay.
Hey there. Somebody call... A doctor?
Why are you licking your fingers?
Oh, I just ate a whole bunch of KFC and it's finger-licking good.
Don't touch me with your greasy fingers.
Have fun with your pimples. You know Dr. Pimple Popper? I'm the opposite of that. Dr. Pimple Giver.
Okay, look, we found my son's hand and we want you to put it back on.
Oh, good. All right, I'll just get some super glue and plop that right back on. But first, I need my hook. Let me just...
What?
What? You have a hand?
Wait, Jeffy, explain. Why do you have a hand?
Well, because I thought that you wouldn't make me go to school if I got my hand cut off, so what? I faked it.
How'd you fake it?
Well, I went to the Halloween store, and I got this fake arm, and the hand comes off.
Huh. Well, that's cool. Is anybody going to pay me for that pirate ship I built? Tired, Karen. Good night.
Boynie, we haven't fooled around in a while.
No, not tonight, Karen. I'm too tired.
Come on, Boynie. Mama needs to love it.
Ugh, Karen, don't call yourself Mama.
Come on, Boynie. Get over here and love Mommy.
No. Stop calling yourself Mommy. That's weird.
Boynie, I'll be your Mommy. You'll be my good little boy.
No, I don't like this. You're making me think about my mother. It's not hot. It's not sexy. Now there's no chance of anything happening because I'm too busy thinking about my mom. Good night.
Fine, Boynie. Good night.
What are you doing in here, Donkey?
Shrek, well, I was gonna make some waffles.
You better get out of my swamp because I want to eat the Sara Lee creamy cream cheesecake!
Shrek?
Shrek, you just shit yourself.
Better out than in, I always say.
What the fuck is going on here?
Wait, Shrek, I think he wants them waffles.
No, I think he wants some cheesecake.
Waffles.
Cheesecake.
Waffles.
Cheesecake.
No, get away from me. I don't want waffles or cheesecake. No, no. No. What the fuck?
What's wrong?
Shrek and Donkey were trying to feed me waffles and cheesecake.
What?
Shrek and Donkey from DreamWorks Shrek were trying to feed me their food.
Boynie, you were just having a nightmare.
No, Karen, this didn't feel like a nightmare. It was very real. They came right through that door.
Boynie, you want me to check to see if an ogre or a donkey's out there?
Yes, please.
Trying to feed you pastries.
I'm scared.
Okay, I'll check. No Shrek or Donkey over here, Boynie.
Are you sure, Karen?
Nope, I don't see anyone.
No waffles or cheesecake?
No, Boynie.
Okay.
So go back to sleep, Boynie.
But what if they come back and they try to feed me again?
They won't, Boynie.
But waffles and cheesecake, Karen, that's a lot of carbs.
Sounds pretty good to Mama.
Okay, never mind, I'm going back to sleep.
Good night, Boynie.
Stop it, Karen. It's not Karen.
Uh-huh.
It's Shrek!
And Duncan!
Cheesecake!
And waffles!
Boynie, what?
It's Shrek and Donkey. They were back and they were in the bed right where you are.
Where, Boynie? Where?
But they were there and there was cheesecake and waffles.
Where's the food, Boynie? Where?
I don't know.
Well, Boynie, go back to sleep. You're having nightmares.
No, Karen. I can't do that. I can't sleep like this.
Well, Boynie, I know what'll put you to sleep.
No, don't touch me. You remind me of Shrek.
Hey, Boynie, you're up early.
I've been up since 1 a.m.
What? Why?
I keep having nightmares about Shrek and Donkey trying to feed me cheesecake and waffles.
Boynie, you're being silly.
There's nothing silly about it, Karen. It's very real and it's a problem.
Well, Boynie, you need to get some sleep.
Duh. I know how sleep works, Karen. Jesus. I think I'm just going to go to work.
What? You're going to go in early?
Yes, because your voice is pissing me off.
Boynie!
Hey, Daddy, what do you call a black gay school bus driver?
I don't know what.
By his name, you racist homophobe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, geez, Marvin, wow.
Well, no. I thought there was like a punchline. I thought it was a joke. Like,
what? What's funny about that?
No. He was supposed to tell me what you call him.
Yes, and you should say by his name.
No, I thought there was going to be... Whatever.
Well, Danny, I really need you to call a doctor because I put a grapefruit in the microwave for 5 minutes, cut a hole in it, and it burned me down there.
So why are we doing that with a grapefruit?
Well, I don't know, but I have a burning pee hole tube.
Okay, fine. I'll call a doctor.
Jeffy, I'm sorry you dropped a grapefruit in your lap.
Yeah, and I kept dropping it over and over and over and over and over again.
Huh.
Hey there, so I'm going to call a really tired doctor.
Jeffy humped a grapefruit.
Yeah, my pee hole tube burns.
Don't do that.
Okay, well, I'll remember that next time I'm doing it.
Well, I guess my work here is done.
Wait, are you going to sleep?
No, I can't. I have bad dreams.
Bad dreams?
Yeah, all night I keep having the same kind of nightmare about Shrek and Donkey trying to feed me cheesecake and waffles.
That doesn't sound so bad.
It's fucking terrifying.
Wait, why are you having dreams of Shrek and Donkey?
I don't know. It's not like I think about them ever.
Well, Shrek lives in my house.
What?
Yeah, he's in that bathroom taking a shit 90% of the day.
Shrek, from the movie Shrek, is shitting in your house.
Yeah, he lives here. He eats cheesecake in the kitchen.
He eats cheesecake? I gotta talk to him. He's intentionally fucking with my dreams.
Okay, I mean, we can go talk to him, but I mean, it's gonna smell really bad in that bathroom.
I don't care. I need to talk to him. Come on.
Hey, hold on, real quick. Will you call a gay black school bus driver?
By his name. What else would you call him?
Exactly, but my daddy thought it was a joke.
What?
See, Marvin?
What would you call him, Marvin?
I thought that, I don't know. I thought there was going to be a joke. Like, I thought, you know, he's saying, what do you call him? And there'd be some clever name.
Making fun of black gay people is not funny, Marvin.
I'm not making fun of him. He set me up. Well, let me set you up. What do you call a starving African kid?
Hungry? What the fuck? What? Why? What would you call him?
I don't have any...
He's already hungry, Marvin. You gonna make jokes about him, too? It's fucked up, man.
No, no. Like, imagine I'm like, his name is Starving Hungry Boy.
That's fucked up.
Wow, Daddy.
I cannot believe you said
that. No, like, it's a joke.
Marvin, that's not funny.
Oh, okay. It's like, what do you call a gay bird? Like a parrot. He's orange and blue and green. Like the
orange?
Fucking what?
You're gonna need to work on new material, Daddy.
That wasn't even offensive, it just didn't make sense. Let's go talk to Shrek.
Oh, Fruit Loop Dick! Colorful and fucking shit with milk and fun.
Jesse.
Oh, God.
Marvin, why are you wearing that?
Because of the smell.
What smell?
Oh, God, that smell. Oh, so bad.
Oh, God. Plopping.
It's a lot.
It's like I'm shitting softballs right out of my asshole. Because all I need is cheesecake. It's like little cheesecake softballs. You need to fucking package them up and sell them in a six-pack.
Where does it all come from?
I don't even know. It's all in my stomach.
It's all I eat is cheesecake. And let me tell you something. I'm lactose intolerant.
I need to talk to you because you showed up in my dream last night.
Oh, I showed up in your dream?
Yeah, you and Donkey.
Oh, you hear that, Donkey? We were in his dream.
Why is he calling you Donkey?
He's called me Donkey ever since the day I met him.
Hey, no, Donkey, come here! Hold me, Donkey!
What?
Hold me, Donkey!
Let go of me!
Donkey, we need like a brace bar installed from the ceiling down, like a roller coaster so I can hold on to it. And you'd be like, keep your arms and legs inside the shitter at all times!
I don't care about all that. I just want you to get out of my dream.
Oh, okay. One more thing. We're out of toilet paper, so I've been using paper towels and a loofah.
But that's my loofah!
Oh, I stick it in my ass, and I'm like shitting cottontail, and I look like a little bunny rabbit when I shit, just taking little rabbit turns.
I just want to stop having nightmares about you.
You know what? What if I sit here and watch him all night while you sleep to make sure he's not getting in your dream?
Okay, really? You'll watch him all night?
All night.
Okay, just make sure you keep an eye on him. I'm gonna sleep really good tonight.
Fuck! God damn it! Just got one more visit to the Donkey. This one's gonna be like a basketball. Call him Roger!
Time for bed, Karen.
Boyne, you're in a good mood tonight.
Well, that's because I solved my Shrek nightmare problem.
How'd you do that, Boyne?
Well, my friend Marvin knows Shrek personally.
Wait, that's impossible, Boyne. He's a cartoon character.
No, he's very real. He lives at Marvin's house, and apparently he takes really stinky shits.
Ah, that's what you and Shrek have in common, huh?
Karen, my shits are smelly at worst. They are not stinky.
Could have fooled me, Boyne. Woo!
Well, look, it doesn't matter, because Marvin is going to watch Shrek all night and make sure he doesn't come in my dreams.
Whatever you say, Boyne.
Let's go to sleep.
Okay. I'm coming in your dreams!
Waffles!
Ah!
Shrek came in my dream all over the place!
What? Boynie acted like a friend was watching him.
I thought so too. I'm gonna have a word with him.
Put the cork in my ass, Donkey!
The cork is in your ass.
I don't feel it. You might need to get the bigger one. The glass one.
Okay, I'll grab the glass.
Marvin!
What?
Shrek came in my dream, literally.
Well, he's been here the whole time and I'm trying to put a cork in his ass so he can go to sleep.
Well, I can't get any sleep like this.
Well, so you're telling me I don't have to watch him anymore?
No.
Okay, good. All right, Shrek, I'm gonna leave. You're on your own, buddy.
But Donkey, I need the glass cork! I'm about to give birth in here! Oh, I fell out! I can't even wipe, Donkey! My arms are too short!
Well, how do you wipe?
I don't! Hurry, Donkey, the glass cork! Oh, Donkey! It's all over the walls! It smells so fucking bad in here, Donkey!
We should go.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Marvin, I can't believe you let Shrek live in your house.
What, Jeffy, what are you doing?
It's my big rubber nutsack.
Well, knock it off. I don't let Shrek live here. He just showed up and he's never left. We have to get him out of my house.
Well, right now we need to get him out of my dreams.
I don't know how to get him out of your dreams. Dream about something else.
I've tried. It's just always Shrek and Donkey. I just wish there was some kind of machine that would let you go into my dreams with me so we could beat up Shrek and Donkey together.
Well, that does not exist.
Hey, I think I saw something like that on TikTok shop. It's called a dream machine.
Well, buy it.
Yeah, go buy it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, while she buys that, what do you want to do?
There's another grapefruit calling my name.
But didn't you tell him not to do that?
I told him. He doesn't have to listen.
Well, you want
to
play rock, paper, scissors?
Hey, you know, that reminds me of this kid I went to high school with. Rock, paper, scissors, Sid. Yeah, let me tell you about him. So when I was in high school, there was this kid named Rock, Paper, Scissors. Listen, I am just so tired. I can't even think of a lie right now. I'm going to just lay here until she comes back.
Hey, I bought it!
No. You bought it? Okay, when's it going to be here? What? That must be it at the door. You want to go get it, buddy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Let's go. Okay, I think it's all set up.
Boynie, what is this mess?
This is the dream machine, Karen.
The what?
It's a dream machine. It'll let Marvin go into my dream so we can beat up Shrek and Donkey.
Boynie, this is getting ridiculous.
No, it's not, Karen. I need my sleep back. I need my sleep back, sleep back, sleep back. I need my sleep back, sleep back, sleep back. Sleepy, backy, back, back. Sleep back, sauce. That was kind of a stretch. Well, anyway, Marvin, whenever I go to sleep and then I start dreaming, this light's gonna turn green. And then you use that phone to call into my dreams, and then it'll teleport you into my dreams with me.
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm gonna go to sleep now.
Oh, well, he went to sleep pretty fast. Let me call into his dream. His number to his dream. Okay. It's ringing. I must be in his dream. Brungay, wake up!
No, Shrek, I don't want waffles! Oh, hey, Marvin, it's you. That means it worked.
Yeah, we're in your dream.
Yeah.
Wait, so where's Shrek and Donkey?
They usually come through that door. Ah, here they come.
Let's go to the door and beat them up.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to kick their ass.
Hell yeah. Let's get them, buddy.
Woohoo! Go, Brooklyn guy.
That's not Shrek and Donkey.
That's a hot cheerleader. Maybe this is a good dream.
Woohoo! You want to do it?
Marvin, when else can we say we had a dream Eiffel Tower?
I mean, if it's in your dream, it's not cheating.
Oh, they must be fighting Shrek and Donkey really hard. Bye, boys. Mwah, that was fun.
Thank you.
I love you.
Call me.
She's not going to call you, Marvin. This is my dream.
Well, I gave her my number. She's going to call me in real life.
No, she's going to call me.
No, she liked me more.
She liked me more.
No, she doesn't like me more.
She looked me in the eye.
You show his mouth.
Okay, well, I prefer it, okay?
No, you have
Doggy style? Yes, that is what you did.
No, the donkey.
What? Donkey style is new. What is that?
It's when you shove a waffle up your ass.
Doing? We're supposed to be kicking their asses.
You're right. Let's kick Shrek's ass first.
Yeah.
Ah, hit him in the belly.
You think I'm sexy? Rub my belly.
That's from Austin Powers.
Hit him in the head. Yeah, now let's go after Donkey.
Yeah.
Ah, there he is.
Isn't that a little waffle?
You thought waffles.
Somebody pass the motherfucking syrup.
We did it!
We got him!
We did it! We killed both of them!
Okay, good!
No more bad dreams!
Yeah!
Alright, let's go back into the real world.
Okay.
Alright, buddy. You ready to have normal dreams again?
Yeah, thanks, Marvin.
So how do we wake you up?
I think I just slapped myself in the face.
Alright, we'll do it.
Wait a minute. Do we really want to wake up that bad?
Well, what else is there left to do in your dream?
Oh, cheerleader!
Wow! Oh, they must be fighting again. Good job, boys.
guys. What do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. You want to shoot some dice? Ooh, you owe me $20. Boy, give me that root. Ow.
No, I don't want to shoot some dice. Aww. What do you want to do, Cody?
Well, let's watch Charlotte's Web. Haven't seen that in a while. That's some big.
If your mom had a spider in her kitchen while she was eating, would it make a web in the corner that says that's some pig? Because she's a pig? Or would it say that's some fat bitch?
That's 100. I don't think a spider would say that.
Oh. Well, how about we turn on the TV and watch whatever's on? No matter what it is, we have to watch it.
You better not be that damn Trolls movie. I swear to God, if it is, I'm leaving. Stand it.
Do you think I could be happy?
Of course you could be happy. Just sing.
When I get this feeling inside.
It ain't that serious. It ain't that deep, lame ass movie. It's for kids. Yeah.
Uh-oh, guys! Breaking news!
What's the troll movie?
Breaking news! Okay, NASA has confirmed that Earth has two moons now because a small asteroid or quasi-satellite is temporarily co-orbiting Earth.
No way, guys! We have two moons! Cody, do you think we got another moon because your mom bent over and pulled her pants down?
What a fat ass. Oh, Porky the Pig ass.
It's a really good Porky Pig impression.
I'm not done. Where's my pants, folks?
Porky Pig doesn't wear pants. So.
Yeah, he doesn't wear pants.
That's great.
Anyway, that's how we got the new moon.
That's how we got it?
Yeah, your mom's big ass.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. I get it.
Lashing everybody.
Yep.
Anyway, we have to get the new moon a birthday gift.
What are you talking about? No, we don't.
It's the new moon's birthday.
It's not its birthday. It just entered our atmosphere.
Today's new moon day, so I think we should get it a gift, because if we piss off the new moon, who knows what it'll do. It could make a big wave, like a tsunami.
Yeah, we gotta make sure it likes us, dude.
Yeah, and also, what if our moons fight?
Oh,
moon war, stop.
Oh, stop.
What? You guys are insane.
Okay, listen, we gotta get the moon a new gift, so let's make a weather balloon, and then, we can put letters in it. Oh, come on, let's go, guys.
Yeah, let's do this.
Okay, yeah.
All right, guys, are you ready to send our birthday gift to the new moon?
This is not going to the new moon.
Well, it looks like a weather balloon, Cody.
Just because the balloons are silver does not make this a weather balloon, and weather balloons don't even go to space.
Yes, they do. If you go on YouTube, people send Lego figures and stuff to space all the time with weather balloons.
Yeah, I've seen them before, and once I add these other three balloons, this bitch definitely fly into space. It might make it to Jupiter.
Yeah, Jupiter.
It's not going to Jupiter.
Okay, can you get the stuff I'm going to put in the basket?
Okay, yeah, what is this? What? Hi, new moon. You are a moon now. We now have two moons. Who's going to read this, Junior?
The new moon, Cody.
Obviously.
Duh. And look at the drawing.
What? Okay, well, I noticed you made me and Joseph look pretty different.
Damn, I'm darker than a shadow, dude.
Now, listen, all I had was one colored pen. Listen, anyway, the moon's going to see that and know that we're its friends.
What? It's a moon. It's not going to know anything.
Cody, just give me the other paper so I can put it in the basket. And go grab the tape, Cody.
Okay, here.
And, Joseph, make sure you tie those balloons together.
I got you, dude. I'm going to tie it in a knot.
Wait, what if I act like I fly off and people will think I'm missing? I'm going to just get inside here real quick.
Okay. Oh, shit. Oh, Joseph, it's flying away.
What? Dude, I think Junior got his eye.
What, he's in there?
Yeah, I think so.
Junior, get down.
Junior,
my friends are so stupid.
Dude, jump your ass out.
Oh, my God.
This is horrible. Come on.
Oh, shit. Joseph, what are we going to do?
I don't know. He's going to be the first kid in space, though.
I got to hide. Oh, this is so funny. Oh, this is the funniest thing I've ever thought of. Oh, my God. I'm going to hide in this mini refrigerator.
Junior, please jump out. You're going to die, dude.
Junior, jump.
Jump your dumb ass out.
Maybe he can't hear us.
Oh, we should scream. Junior!
He's gone, Joseph. He's gone.
Dude, I know. We got to get help. We got to tell Stephanie or somebody.
Yeah, let's go tell him.
Oh, man, this smells so yummy.
Chip, pee-pee.
What the hell? Spit it out, brat.
Joseph's so in shock, he can't even speak.
Oh, my God, I can see it on his face. What's going on?
Well, Junior found out there was a new moon, and he wanted to send a gift back to the moon, so we tied a bunch of balloons to a bag, and then Junior called in the bag, and it floated away, and now he's gone.
Wait, what the hell? What are you talking about? I'm so lost.
Junior is in a bag 10,000 feet in the air, held up by balloons, and he could die at any minute.
Oh, my God. Thank you, big Jesus. Oh, he finally answered my prayers. Oh, I've been praying day by day for this to actually happen. Maybe he gets hit by a plane and all the balloons pop and then... Slap! Oh, it'll be a beautiful day, man. Oh, my God, I'm going to celebrate.
But, Jeffy, this is serious.
Oh, you don't know how serious this is. I've been praying every day for this moment. You don't know how bad of a brat that asshole is. He gets on my nerves, want me to cook everything for him. I'm over it. I hope he dies.
Okay, well, maybe I should talk to his dad.
Yeah, because I'm over it. Tell me when he's actually dead so I can pop a bottle or two. But do you actually think his dad going to care?
You're right. Okay, well, then I'll go talk to the police.
Dummy. Good Alfredo while dead boys out here. Ooh, I'm happy.
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
I finally got the courage to speak.
Okay, slow down, Porky Pig. Just tell me what's going on.
Our friend's gonna be the first kid in Jupiter.
He's not going to Jupiter. Our friend is stuck in a bag held up by balloons like 10,000 feet in the air.
Wait, like in the air?
Yes, in the air!
Wait, you're telling me this is happening right now?
Yes, he's flying in the sky right now.
So he's in a bag in the air.
Yes, right now.
Huh. Well, fuck. I don't even know what to do about that. I just have a car.
Can't you get like a helicopter or something?
A helicopter? Shit, I don't even know how to start that process. Like, I don't know anybody who owns a helicopter. Fuck, man, this is gonna be my whole day. You know that, right?
Yes, but we need you to save our friend. Yeah, it's your job.
Yeah, I guess it is. Fuck, man. I had other shit I wanted to do. Yeah, you know what? I think the news has a helicopter. Yeah, I'm gonna go talk to the news.
I hope they actually find Junior, dude. Yeah. How about you turn on the Trolls movie to make me feel better?
Okay.
No, it's the news!
Fuck, man!
Breaking news, UK! What you're watching now is live footage of a little boy trapped inside of a bag being held up by helium balloons. We have Officer Brooklyn T. Guy in a helicopter following the balloon. Brooklyn?
Yeah, I'm in this helicopter right now, and honestly, I'm gonna be real with you, it's starting to piss me off. I'm trying to chase this little fucker, and it is not easy. Because every time I get close with the helicopter, the wind just pushes him away, and I can't catch up. And I can't get too close, because if I do, the helicopter blades are gonna pop the balloons, and he's gonna fall, and he's gonna die. So honestly, I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to be doing up here.
Have you confirmed that the child is in fact in the bag?
Yeah, well, his friends told me he was in there, and they were blubbering like Porky Pig, so I'm gonna take their word for it. But anyway, back to me and my problems. I'm really afraid of heights, okay? And I'm gonna be honest, I've never really flown a helicopter before, and I'm not particularly good at it. So I'm just kinda winging this. So this whole thing has been really, really stressful to me, especially because I don't really know how to get him down. I mean, I thought about, like, maybe getting, like, a big hook and trying to pull him in, you know, like a coat hanger or like a bunch of coat hangers tied together, but I don't know where I could get that, you know. And I thought about taking a BB gun and shooting out the balloons one at a time so he falls down, but then if I shoot too many and he falls too fast, he could die, you see, so I'm just kind of fucked either way. And here's an idea. What we could do is we could take all of the bounce houses in the county, right, and we could put them all together so that when he falls on those. But I don't know how to predict where he's going to fall. Okay, if everybody who owns a bounce house just inflates the bounce houses, I don't think that many people own bounce houses. Fuck, this is hard, man. Why do you have to get stuck in a balloon?
Are there any signs of life coming from the balloon?
Dude, were you listening? I'm eyeballing this. You guys have the cameras. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I see a bag and balloons. That's what I'm looking at, and I'm doing the best I can.
Well, let's pray for a safe return of this child.
Yeah, I guess pray is all we can do, because I don't think I'm going to be able to help very much.
Dude, I really hope they save Junior.
It's not looking good, Joseph.
Oh, no, I don't want to lose a bud.
Dude, we should go through his toys and see what we can take.
Yeah, hell yeah. He's not going to miss him if he's dead.
Right? Oh, dude, a ride on Thomas, dude.
Oh, look, the washing machine I turned into, dibs.
Oh, nice choice.
Oh, I didn't know you had a thirst quencher. I want that.
Oh, an unopened Minecraft Bumblebee toy. I'm taking that.
Oh, that's sick. Oh, the garbage truck? I need that, dude.
No, guys, those are my toys.
What? Junior?
What the hell are you doing here, dude?
Ta-da!
What? No. Have you been hiding in there the whole time?
What? No. What would make you think I was hiding in that refrigerator the whole time?
Junior, everybody thinks you're trapped in the sky.
Yeah, the whole news reported on it, dude.
Yeah, the police have a helicopter and everything. A helicopter, Junior.
A helicopter?
A helicopter.
Yeah, what? Serious, bro.
Isn't that overkill? Like, why would they need a helicopter?
Junior, everybody's worried about you.
Oh, well, that's stupid.
What, Junior, what have you been doing this whole time?
Okay, listen, I thought it would be a silly goose prank that when I told you to get the tape and I told Joseph to tie the balloons together, I act like I got in the bag and I moved the rock so it flew off and you guys fell for it. You guys are like, Junior, jump out, bro.
What, Junior, what the fuck? That's not funny. Everybody's really worried about you. You're going to be in big trouble if anybody finds out you're not actually up there.
Well, no one's going to find. No one's going to find out. Only you two guys know. And I'm going to go back in my refrigerator. So just act like you didn't see me, okay?
What? Okay. All right, fine. Jesus.
Yeah. Stupid guys.
Junior's such a fucking asshole.
I know. I can't believe I actually cared, dude.
No, you didn't. You just wanted to watch the Trolls movie and play with his toy.
No, hell, I didn't. That lame-ass movie. You turned that girly-ass shit on.
Guess what, guys? He wasn't in the fucking bag.
Oh, no. Oh, that's crazy.
What happened? What?
Where? Yeah, that's what I want to know. Where the fuck is he, okay? Do you guys want to know how I eventually got the balloon down? I had to land the helicopter at a Dillard's, okay? And then I went in and I bought a bunch of socks, which the bitch who worked there thought I was crazy, because I don't have feet, so why would I be buying socks? But then I put the socks on my hands, and I rubbed my hands together, and I used the static electricity to pull the balloons out of the sky. And then I finally get the bag, and I open it up, and his ass isn't in there. So here's my question to you. Was he ever in that fucking bag?
I think he was, I'm
mean,
sure.
Yeah, technically at one point. Oh, okay. So was he in the bag when I was looking for it?
I mean, who knows?
I mean, that's...
It was in the sky at that point.
That's up to you to figure out.
That's your job.
You know, helicopter gas is expensive. You guys know that, right? And we had two helicopters. We had the news chopper and my helicopter. And I wasted a bunch of time, and they're making me pay for all that fucking helicopter gas. Because everybody thinks I'm stupid because I came into the police station yelling, helicopter, boy, balloon. So now I look like a dipshit, and I have to pay for all of that. So where the fuck could your friend possibly be? Did he fall out? Is this a hoax? I don't even care if he's dead at this point.
I'm not sure. Where could he be? Yes. Where is that guy? What? Oh, man.
Junior.
Man.
Junior.
Oh, oh, my God.
Oh, I fell out.
Right now? You fell out.
Yeah, I fell out.
But you fell 10,000 fucking feet?
That's what took me so long to land.
I don't see a hole in the fucking roof.
Okay, well, that was my imitation of when I did fall, and I landed in a tree.
You landed in a tree?
Yeah, I fell out earlier, and I landed in a tree.
No, you didn't.
What the fuck? What do you mean?
No, the fuck you didn't, because you're not even dirty. You don't have scratches on you.
I can't take a bath?
Wait, so you came home, you fell 10,000 feet out of the fucking air into a tree, and then you took a bath? That's the first thing you did?
Well, you kind of had all the elephant ears.
Elephant ears?
Because there was, like, the big leaves. That's what I landed on.
Those are fucking bushes. That's not a tree. Well, they don't get big.
It was the tree in Animal Kingdom at Disney World, that big one.
No, none of that happened. That's bullshit.
Okay. I just wanted to make my story sound cooler. I landed on top of a mattress firm.
You landed on the store? Not on a mattress, on the roof of the fucking store.
Well, the store was getting the roof replaced, so I landed on the mattresses because there was no roof.
Oh, that's really convenient.
Yeah, and it was actually a mattress firm factory.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And they were getting their roof replaced.
The whole roof all at once.
So I landed on a big mattress that, like a pile of mattresses.
What a fucking coinkydink that is. That's insane.
A fresh print mattress. Like a pile of them that were about to be shipped out, and I landed because the roof was being replaced.
Hey, I don't know if you've ever heard this before,
what?
But you have the right to remain silent.
For what?
Anything you say can and will be used against you.
Guys, come on, Tom, you know I was in the bag.
No, you fake that
that's
shit.
That's on your ass.
Jeffy, slide down the slide.
I can't.
Yes, you can. It's easy. Just slide down it.
Junior, I physically cannot slide down the slide.
Why?
Because the person playing me would have to slide down the slide with me, and his arm's stuck in my butt.
Well, just bring him with you.
Okay. Come on, Lance. Let's go. All right. Whee! Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. Now let's go on the teeter-totter.
Okay, let's go.
All right, Jeffy, are you ready?
What do I do?
All you have to do is hop up and down on it like this.
That's what I told her to do.
Hey, you kids look like you're having fun.
Sorry, my dad said don't talk to strangers.
How about strangers with money?
I'm listening.
If I have to do something with your toes, I gotta charge double.
No, that's okay. I don't even have legs. Look, I need you kids to go to a store and buy me some tricks.
But tricks are for kids.
Yeah, exactly. See, it's illegal for me to buy them because I'm an adult, but you're kids. So if you buy them for me, I'll let you keep the change.
Okay, I'll do it. Hey, Jeffy, we're gonna buy some tricks, okay?
Okay, let's go.
Okay, so all you want me to do is go inside Target and buy you tricks.
Yeah, just give me some tricks, bring it back to me, and I'll let you keep the change.
Come on, Jeffy, this is easy.
All right, let's go.
All right, mister, here's your tricks.
Thanks. All right, you're under arrest.
Wait, for what?
It's illegal to give tricks to an adult. They're only for kids.
I thought that was just a commercial.
Nope, this is a sting operation, and I'm charging you with distribution of tricks to a senior. Get on the ground.
You'll never catch me, cocksucker.
Oh, man, we gotta run it. You stay here. Hey, get back here. Get back here.
No!
Hey, get... Oh, man. Oh, I am out of shape.
That's okay. I know where he lives.
Jeffy, why are you out of breath?
Oh, dang. Four girls at the same time. That or I'm running from the police.
You're under arrest.
Wait, what's going on?
Hey, save me.
Your son gave tricks to an adult.
Silly Jeffy, tricks are for kids.
Yeah, Jeffy, tricks are only for kids. You're not supposed to give them to adults. That's illegal.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what they all say. All right, your son's going to jail. Well, actually, he's going to court, and if he's found guilty, then he's going to jail. All right, come on, let's go to court.
Oh, no.
Welcome to Poobie's Courtroom, where you're always guilty till proven innocent.
Order. I am Judge Poobie. Today, we will be hearing the case of Jeffy and Junior. They are charged with supplying tricks to an adult. Guilty. These are not intended for adults, because everybody knows that tricks are for kids.
Well, I didn't know we couldn't give them to adults.
I hereby sentence you to 30 days in prison.
What? 30 days?
Judge, you can lick my butt.
All right, boys, welcome to prison. For the next 30 days, your life is going to be a living hell.
Who's that?
That's Bubbles.
Hey, you cute.
You're cute, too.
Thank you. Kiss me, then.
No. No one's kissing Bubbles.
Today. Hey, you don't kiss me. You kiss me, then.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Hey, I'm about to go sniff my toilet now.
Let's just get you to your cell. Okay, boys, this is your cell. Cell B for bad boys. This is going to be your home for the next 30 days.
I don't want to go to jail.
Yeah, well, you should have thought about that before you committed such a terrible crime. Now get in there. Well, that's annoying. All right, boys, you're locked in there, and you're not getting out for the next 30 days, no matter how much you scream and cry and beg. You're stuck in there. What are you doing? Damn it. Get back in there.
What happens if I don't?
Then we'll have to keep you here for a year.
Aw. All right, here I go.
Okay, I'm just going to trust you boys not to break out, okay? But you got another inmate coming, and he's going to be your cellmate, okay? He's in the electric chair right now. This is his third time, and it just hasn't worked yet, and I know it's not going to work this time, but he'll be here shortly.
I don't want to be in jail.
Well, it's not too bad, Junior. We have a bed. We have our own toilet, we have a sink, it's just like being in my house, and we're like best friends and we're in here together, so at least we're safe.
Hey, Fresh Meats, I want you to meet your new cellmate, Face Eater. Get in there.
Oh. Hey, boys.
Hey.
Your faces look delicious.
Thank you.
When's dinner time here?
Right now. Give me those faces.
Oh, come on, Face Eater, you've already eaten three faces today.
Help!
Looks like you're going back to the electric chair for the fourth time today!
Are you okay, Jeffy?
Yeah, but he bit my nose!
Okay, I'm really sorry about that, boys. That won't happen again. I probably should have figured the guy named Face Eater was going to try and eat your faces. But don't worry, I got you another cellmate, and he's really calm. He's great with kids, that's why he's in here. Okay, Mr. Winkle, get in here! That's scary. Alright, in you go.
Why are you so scared, Junior?
Because he's a weirdo!
Hey, everybody, it's Mr. Winkle.
He seems nice.
He's not nice.
Hey, I think it's time for a shower. Who wants to take a shower? I brought the soap. Here you go.
What?
Oh, you dropped the soap. I guess you're going to have to pick it up.
Well, I got another one right here.
You dropped it, too. So who's going to pick up the soap? Huh? Who's picking it up?
Guard!
Get out of here. I'm sorry about that, boys. I am 0-2 today. Okay, how about this? How about we just don't even give you a third cellmate, and it'll just be you two in there together?
I like that. Just me and Jeffy. Only me and Jeffy in here.
Huh. That was kind of weird how excited you were to be in here alone with your friend. You boys weren't thinking about escaping, were you? Because if you do, I'm going to get you. What are you... No. You get back in there.
Aww.
Okay, now I'm going to go over there and take a nap on my little napping chair, okay? And I don't want to hear any noise. And don't even think about trying to take these keys to the cell that are hanging right here, okay? Because they would definitely open up the door to your cell and help you escape. So don't do that. I'm going to be right here taking a nap.
Jeffy, there's keys to our cell right there on that wall. So if we get those keys, we can escape. Okay, let's try to find a way to get those keys.
All right, Junior.
All right, Jeffy. We have to try to find something long enough to be able to reach those keys.
Okay, Junior.
Let's look.
Oh, Junior, what about this thing?
Oh, that's perfect. Oh, you can grab the keys with that. But you have to be really careful. Try not to wake up the guard.
All right, Junior, let's try it.
Okay, Jeffy, try to get the keys.
All right, Junior, I'm trying. I can't reach it, Junior.
What do you mean you can't reach it?
It's not long enough.
Well, maybe we can find another piece to make it longer.
Oh, hold on, Junior. I got an idea.
Oh, yeah. Go get the keys.
Junior, I can't get it.
Come on, just go a little bit closer.
I'm trying.
What was that? Ow.
I got the keys.
Come on, Jeffy, get back in.
I'm trying.
Oh, Jeffy, you dropped him. Get him. Oh.
No, grab him.
I'm trying.
No, you don't. You boys are in so much trouble. That's it. I'm separating you two and putting you in different cells.
Oh, Jeffy, you messed it up.
All right, I'm separating you two, because when you're together, you come up with these mastermind escape plans, and you're too dangerous.
All right. See you later, Junior.
Bye, Jeffy.
Just remember, keep it swinging.
All right, inmate. Here's your new cell. Get in there.
Aw, no more alone.
Hey there, Jeffy. It's me, Mommy.
Hey, you! Hey, stop it! Stop it!
What?
I don't like you being alone in there, so I got you a new cellmate. I got you Bubbles.
Bubbles?
Yeah, don't worry, he promised to keep his hands to himself. Alright, now you get in there. Oh.
Gotcha. Ha ha ha! What's up, young blood?
What's up, Bubbles?
Hey, why are you so sad? Look, you in paradise! That's what the B stand for, paradise, kid.
Paradise starts with a P.
Hey, don't correct me! I know what paradise starts with! It starts with a B! It makes the poof sound!
Well, you're right.
And it's also in Bubbles! Yeah, that's my gang!
What? How did you just blow a bubble?
Hey, that's the part of the gang. You gotta be in the gang to blow a bubble!
I wanna be part of the gang! I wanna blow a bubble with my fingers!
Alright, you gotta be initiated first, alright?
How do I be initiated?
Look, you gotta take this punch without, you know, backing up or nothing like that, alright?
Wait, take a punch?
Yeah, just take it, alright? And then you win, alright?
I got him!
Hey, you good?
Yeah.
Don't tell the guard, because he'll add 5 more years to my 2 life sentences, and I'm trying to get out in time to be reincarnated as a spider. Get up!
How's my eye?
It look good! Purple like Barney.
So am I in the gang now?
Nah. You got one more step.
Well, what's the next step?
I gotta give you face tattoos.
What? Face tattoos? You don't have face tattoos.
That's because I'm the leader, and I got tattoos all over my chest.
Okay, so I guess just give me a tattoo.
Hold on, let me look in the toilet, see if there's a rusty fork in here.
What are you gonna do with a rusty fork?
That's how I give you the tattoo!
Okay.
Oh, Jeffy, you locked me up in here, and I never get my money. But if I kill you in here, they'll give me my money when I get out.
Actually, that won't happen. You'll get life in prison if you kill me.
Well, I'll figure it out. Get over here.
Oh, God, help me! Help me, God!
All right, check out your new tats.
What are they?
All right, you got a B on your forehead for paradise or bubbles.
Okay.
Yeah. And we put a leaf over here.
Well, what's the leaf for?
Because we like leaves. When we fall down, we don't get back up. Yeah, unless the wind blow us. Or you got a rake. Or a leaf blower. Or somebody just step on you with their shoes. Oh, and we got bubbles right here. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I got a heart right here because I love you.
So can I blow bubbles with my hand?
I don't know. Try it.
I did it!
Bubble gang.
Help me! Help me!
I'm gonna kill you.
Hey, what's going on in there?
Nothing. I wouldn't do anything. Hey, I don't want to hear any more fighting. I'm taking a nap over there. Hold on, the phone's ringing. Oh, this better be good. Hello? Judge? Really? Is that so? Okay, if you say so. All right, Jeffy, you're free to go. Let's get you out of there.
Heck yeah.
What? No! I was so close! Jeffy!
What am I doing again?
Hey, you cover it for me while I dig a hole out of here like a chopper.
Okay.
Hey, Junior?
Yeah?
Come on, you're free to go.
Wait, I'm free to go? Bubbles will let me out.
Aw, oh, man, for real? All right, little Bubble.
Mario, how do you think Jeffy's doing in jail?
I don't know, but he shouldn't have done the crime if he couldn't do the time.
Hey there, your son's free to go.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he got out on technicality. You see, the judge said because these are family-sized tricks and not just regular tricks, they can be eaten by the whole family, including adults.
What? Wait, really?
Yeah, if he had just gotten me a regular box of tricks, that would be a crime and he'd be in jail.
Okay.
Yeah, that, and I also forgot to read him his Miranda rights.
I don't know who Miranda is, but I bet she's got a fat ass.
Today is the hardest day of school ever today. There's going to be tests. There's going to be pop quizzes. You're going to write a 30-page essay front and back about how the Great Wall of China was built. Then we're going to read all your papers together out loud and find the word most commonly used in all your papers. Then you're going to write that word 1,000 times. Once that's over, you're going to take a test on how the Great Wall of China was constructed. Then, while you're taking the test, I'm going to yell out trigonometry questions out to you, and if you get it wrong, then you have to start your paper all over. So everyone, take out 30 pieces of paper.
Dude, this sucks.
I love school, but this blows.
Why do we have to get the worst teacher in our school?
I know, right? I wish we had Mrs. Jefferson's class. They have so much fun in there.
What happens in Mrs. Jefferson's class?
Mrs. Jefferson, I'm back from the snack buffet. Is it my turn to play Headship 7-Up yet? Sorry. Wrong class.
Oh, man, I want Mrs. Jefferson's class.
I know, dude. This isn't fair.
Mrs. Jefferson's class looks like it fucking rocks.
I want Mrs. Jefferson's class, too.
All right, class, shut up. I know everyone want to be in Mrs. Jefferson's class, but they don't learn anything over there. With their pizza parties and their water balloon fights and their movies, they're about which house in Mrs. Jefferson's class. But anyway, start writing your 30-page essay on computer paper with no lines on it so it's harder.
I got a question, teacher.
Yes, Jeffy?
Fuck you.
Thank you. Now get writing.
How are we supposed to know how the Great Wall of China was made?
Dude, I never left Florida. I don't even know how that bitch looked.
I think it's made from, like, concrete or stone. Probably a lot of stone.
I don't even know where the Great Wall of China is.
Junior, I'll give you 3 guesses.
Well, doesn't Germany have a wall?
They did. Not as big and not as great.
It's in China, Junior.
I know that, Penelope, but what part of China, huh? Tokyo?
Tokyo's not in China.
Yes, it is!
When are we ever going to use the Great Wall in real life, though?
Yeah, what has China ever done for America?
I mean, they make good-ass noodles, though.
Okay, they make good noodles. What else?
Don't they make robots and shit?
They did not make Roblox.
Robots!
I don't care what... Listen, I don't give a shit about the stupid wall! I just wish there was something we could do to end the school day, like, instantly.
I can go and write a thread on the toilet if you want me to.
You can't do that, Joseph, because then they're going to make us write essays so they can compare our handwriting to the threat, and that's just more writing we're going to have to do.
Damn, you're right.
I wish there was something else that we could just do that would instantly end the school day.
I mean, you could pull the fire alarm.
We do have a fire alarm.
Dude, I forgot about that.
But pulling the fire alarm is an instant expulsion.
Yeah, damn, you're right.
I wish there was someone stupid enough that we could get to pull the fire alarm. Hey, Cody.
Geez, thanks a lot, Junior.
No, but seriously, what if we got Jeffy to pull the fire alarm?
Oh, he'll definitely do it. He's a dumbass, dude.
Okay, but let me go ask Jeffy. Psst, hey, Jeffy.
Hey, Junior, check me out. I made an origami snowman.
Whoa, that's so cool.
Yeah, some say I'm autistic. Mostly doctors.
Well, how would you like it if you go home early today?
Oh, that would be the tits.
Well, I know a way to go home early.
Well, let me tell you what I usually do. I usually take a big shit in my diaper, and I'll wait for it to run down my leg, and then no one wants to be around me. And then they call my dad to come pick me up, and when he gets here, he's like, why'd you shit in your pants, Jeffy? I'm like, because I want to go home. And he's like, why would you do that? You're bad! And I'm like, can we get a Happy Meal? He's like, no.
Oh, well, this is a lot better than that. You see that red box over there?
Yeah.
Well, if you go and you pull that red box, You Go Home Early song starts playing.
What are the words to the song?
That there are no words, but the beat drop is crazy. And as soon as you pull it, everyone starts dancing and they run out of the school and you get to go home.
Okay, I'll go pull one.
Yeah, go do that.
I bet your ass won't do it. I bet your soft ass won't do it, pussy ass boy. Do it, pussy ass. Your pussy won't do it. Do it.
I'm about to be marshmallowing this bitch. Let the beat drop.
Oh, his ass actually did it!
Oh. Holy fucking shit, crap! There must be a fire! Everyone run outside and cream!
Calm down, Cross. Calm down. Let me take roll. Wait, where's Jeffy?
Oh, he's running down the street going home.
Oh, I'm out this bitch!
Oh, all right. Well, you kids can go home considering that there's a fire in the classroom.
Hey there, fire department. Everybody okay?
Yeah, but the fire's over there.
Yeah, I know. I'm honestly just trying to stall because I'm kind of scared to go in there because fire is scary. But, I mean, if everybody's out, I say we just let the school burn.
Miss Jefferson!
Oh, no, what happened to Miss Jefferson?
We were running out, and she tripped on an ice cream sandwich and fell down the stairs. And now she got moving!
No, not Mrs. Jefferson. I loved her. I had her in middle school. She was the tits. Okay, everybody, go home. I'm going to save Mrs. Jefferson.
Woohoo, we can go home!
What, Jeffy, why are you home early from school?
Because I dropped a sick-ass beat in that bitch. Call me DJ Jeff-tard.
What sick-ass beat?
There was a red music box on the wall. When you pulled the lever, this wonderful beat came out.
Well, what did it sound like, Jeffy?
What?
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, MK! A fire alarm was pulled at a school today that led to a teacher dying. We have a press conference with the fire department now. Let's go to that.
Hey, everybody. My name is Firefighter Guy, and I have some tragic news. At approximately 9:30 this morning, somebody pulled the fire alarm at the school, which I'm assuming was a prank because I found no evidence of an actual fire. But in the ensuing panic, beloved school teacher Mrs. Jefferson died. She slipped on an ice cream sandwich while carrying 12 cheese pizzas for the pizza party they were going to have that day, and she fell down the stairs and onto the limbo pole they were going to use for the limbo competition after they got done with the cakewalk, after they were finished playing Heads Up 7-Up, and she landed on her neck and was internally decapitated. Her death is a real tragedy, because I had her as a teacher in middle school, and she was just the best. She would let us have pizza parties every day. We would watch Finding Nemo and Paul Blart Mall Cop. She'd even let you light up a J in the back of the classroom. She wouldn't even get mad unless you didn't pass it around. She'd hit that shit herself. She flirted with the students a lot, which, in retrospect, was maybe kind of inappropriate. As a matter of fact, she probably shouldn't have been a teacher, because she was kind of irresponsible. But her death is still a tragedy, because she was just the coolest. And I'm going to be launching a homicide investigation to find out who pulled that fire alarm and got her killed.
Oh my God, Marvin, a teacher died!
From someone pulling the fire alarm? Jeffy, what color was that music box?
Red.
And how'd you start it?
I put my hand in, and I pulled down, and it started to beat.
Jeffy killed somebody!
Oh my God!
Jeffy, you killed somebody by pulling the fire alarm!
No, I didn't! I got the party started! If that beat would have been playing in a club, girls' panties would have been dropping, and then their buttholes would have been doing this. Fast as shit, Betty. I'm talking twerking. I'm talking shaking stink.
Not shaking stink, Jeffy. Jeffy, you pulled a fire alarm, which made somebody think there was a fire, and they ran, they slipped, they died.
Well, it's not my fault. It was a sick-ass beat, Daddy.
Listen, Jeffy, listen. Never, ever, ever admit to anyone that you pulled the fire alarm, okay? So if anyone asks you if you pulled the fire alarm, you say no. Well, let's practice.
Okay.
Hey, Jeffy, you pull a fire alarm?
No, I pulled the beatbox.
No, Jeffy, not even that. No, let's try again. No, no beatbox, no box. You didn't pull any box, okay? Just say no.
Okay.
Jeffy, did you pull the fire alarm? Okay, you know what? Dude, you can do that. You can do that because they're just going to think you're fucking stupid. So go to your room. Never, ever admit that you pulled the fire alarm.
He killed somebody.
All right, class, today we are going to figure out who pulled the fire alarm that got Mrs. Jefferson killed. Here's the firefighter.
Hey, I'm also a cop, and anything you say or do can and will be used against you. Now, I'm going to find out which one of you bitches pulled the fire alarm, because fire alarms are serious business, okay? When you pull the fire alarm, that means there's a fire. People hear that, they go, ah, fire, and they start running. Now, this whole situation kind of reminds me of somebody I went to high school with named Pulse the Fire Alarm Paul. Let me tell you about him. So when I was in high school, there was this kid named Pulse the Fire Alarm Paul, and he loved pulling fire alarms. He pulled the fire alarm at school, he pulled the fire alarm at the movie theater, he even pulled the fire alarm at the mall. He got arrested for pulling the fire alarm so much. But when he was in jail, he pulled the fire alarm there, and he escaped. He was on the run from the cops for months, and they would only get hints of where Paul was when fire alarms would go off around the country. Paul eventually snuck onto a flight to Switzerland to escape America, but he saw a fire alarm on the plane, and he just couldn't help himself. When they made an emergency landing, cops had the whole plane surrounded, but Paul was able to sneak past the cops and get away. But then he pulled a fire alarm at the airport, and he got caught. Then they took him to a mental institution, and they put him in a padded room with no windows and no fire alarms. But when his birthday came around, they brought him a birthday cake, and they left it in the room with him. And then when Paul went to blow out the candles, the foam padding on the walls caught fire, and there was no fire alarm for Paul to pull. And Paul and everyone in the mental institution ended up dying in the fire. Paul was actually buried at the fire department, and they put a fire alarm inside his casket. So does anybody here want to end up like Paul's the fire alarm Paul? Huh? Burning to death in a mental institution? Because that's what happens when you pull fire alarms.
Mrs. Jefferson died, okay? Her head got cut off while her head was still on. I didn't even know that could happen. That's fucked up. That's scary, okay? But that's what happened because somebody here pulled a fire alarm. Now, before I show you what evidence I have, I'm gonna just ask, whoever pulled the fire alarm, you wanna raise your hand right now and just be a man? Admit to it? Huh? If you admit it now, you'll only get 10 years in jail. How about that?
What happens if we don't admit to it?
Well, then you go to jail for 25 years, okay? So 10 or 25, your choice. 10? 10 years? Anybody? 10? Okay, well, the offer's over. It's 25 years now. And let me show you the evidence I got. Boop, 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 boop. These are the fingerprints we found on the fire alarm. And the fire alarm was pulled in this classroom. And you were the only kids here. So if your fingerprints match these, you're going to jail for 25 years. So I'm going to come around and look at everybody's fingers. And if they match, you are fucked. Okay, kid, let me check your fingers. No. Okay, how about you, Penelope?
Dad, you already know what my fingerprints look like.
I don't know. I mean, look. No, you're good.
You, nigga.
Let me see your fingers.
Whatever.
No, you're actually fine.
Yep, that's what I thought.
Now you. No, we're all good here. Okay, Jesse, your turn.
I already traced my fingerprints for you.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, there's a kid you didn't know about that came in our classroom yesterday.
Really? Who?
It was a kid from Mrs. Jefferson's class. He came in with his plate full of pizza rolls and stuff, and he could have done it.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess he could have. Okay, I'll check his fingerprints after I check Jeffy's.
Well, there's no point in checking Jeffy, because Jeffy wasn't even at school yesterday. He was sick. Do you remember seeing Jeffy outside yesterday?
No, I guess I didn't.
Yeah, because Jeffy wasn't in school. Jeffy, weren't you sick yesterday? Yeah, you see, he was sick.
Hmm. Well, I guess in that case, I don't have any reason to check his fingerprints.
Yeah, but that kid that came in yesterday, we got his fingerprints. They're right here.
But Jeffy just said those were his.
He meant they were his, meaning they were those kids that came in.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Oh, my God. They're an exact match! Oh, the kid is fucked!
Oh, thank God I saved you, Jeffy.
Okay, everybody, meet the culprit, you little pussy.
But it wasn't me!
Shut up! I have your fingerprints and everybody here told on you.
Why would I pull a fire alarm? We were having a party!
Every party needs a pooper. I'm just gonna pull your fucking hair. You're going to jail for 25 years.
Wait, what? Wait, doesn't he get like 10 years? Because you never gave him the deal.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's call it 15. Come on, you're going to jail.
All across, everyone pull out 30 pieces of paper because we're going to write an essay on why pulling the fire alarm is bad.
It's time to get the party started in this bitch.
Bet your pussy I won't do it again.
God damn it.
Please let me call my mom!
You don't get that privilege. How did you pull the fire alarm from all the way out here? You from Stranger Things? You get telekinesis and shit?
No, we wasn't me!
I'm all...
So, Joseph, what do you want to do today?
Aw, dude, I got this blowtorch thing from the gas station. We should totally set stuff on fire.
Oh, we can light anthills on fire.
Oh, dude, yeah, totally.
And then they can call the fire ant department.
Wait, ants have fire departments?
Yeah, that's why they're called fire ants. They put out fires.
Oh, dude, I didn't know that. That's genius.
Okay, so let's call Cody and invite him.
Wait, where is he?
I don't know. He usually shows up with you. Let me get my phone and call him.
Okay.
All right, Joseph's ringing.
Hello?
Hey, Cody. Me and Joseph want to burn down anthills. You should come over.
That sounds fun, guys, but I can't. I'm at the park with Luke.
What? Luke? You got a dog?
No, he's not my dog. He's just my friend Luke.
Like, from Darth Vader?
What, you mean from Star Wars?
Well, he's Darth Vader's son, so he came from Darth Vader's testicles, so he's from Darth Vader.
Well, I see what you mean, but no, he's not Luke Skywalker.
So you got a dog?
No, he's not a dog, Junior. He's my human friend named Luke.
You have friends? We're your friends.
What? But Luke is my friend, too, and I'm with him at the park.
Well, come hang out with us. Luke sounds annoying and lame.
Junior, I'm gonna hang up now.
What? No.
Dude, what's wrong?
Cody has a new friend named Luke.
Wait, Cody has friends?
Where are his friends? He has other friends. I think he's grounded. He just doesn't have to tell us.
Yeah, he has to be grounded, dude. He doesn't have friends.
Yeah, let's go to the park and see if he's there.
Okay.
Whee!
Yeah, Luke, you're doing it?
Hey, Cody.
Junior, what are you doing here?
This must be your new friend, Dookie.
What, you mean Luke?
Yeah, Dookie.
These must be your friends, Cody.
I don't know that I'd call them my friends.
Why do you want to hang out with this loser and not us?
Because he's lonely and he needs a friend.
Oh, I get it. His parents are rich, and if you think if you can hang out with him, that his parents will give you money.
What, he's not rich, Junior.
I know a rich kid when I see one. He's rich.
What, Junior, just get out of here.
Well, I guess me and Joseph are just going to go back to my house and eat Go-Gurts.
Go-Gurts, dude?
Yeah, I only have three of them, so I wonder who the third one's going to go to.
I don't care, Junior. Just leave.
You don't care about a Go-Gurt? This kid must have Danimals or pizza rolls or something.
Danimals.
This kid's not playing around. Let's get out of here.
Let's go, dude.
I'm sorry about that, Luke.
What's wrong, dude? You haven't even touched your Go-Gurt.
I'm just sad.
Why?
Because we can't use the plushies anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And also because Cody doesn't want to hang out with us? Like, what does Luke have that we don't have?
Money?
Right? He's rich. I knew he was rich.
Yeah, he has a rich face.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I have money. He was looking at me like, oh, you're poor. I have money.
That's all I'm looking at you, dude.
What can we do to make Cody hang out with us again?
I don't know.
Ooh, I got an idea. Ooh. We can invite a bunch of girls over. And then we call Cody, and when he hears all the girls over here, he's going to want to come over here.
But how are we going to get girls over here, dude?
Go-Gurt. Women love Go-Gurt.
Oh, dude, I totally forgot.
Okay, I'm going to start calling girls. You call girls, too.
Okay, dude.
Joseph, look at all these girls sucking our Go-Gurts.
I know, dude. It's so cool.
I'm calling Cody right now. It's ringing.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Cody. What are you doing?
Still hanging out with Luke.
Guess what I'm doing. Listen.
I really don't want to say, Junior.
It's a girl sucking my Go-Gurt.
Oh, well, good for you.
Yeah, a girl can suck your Go-Gurt if you come out right now and no one's touched it.
No, that's okay, Junior. I'm saving my Go-Gurt for marriage.
You're saving your Go-Gurt for marriage?
Loser!
What a dweeb.
Well, yeah, your mom said you're a dweeb.
What? Mom?
Yeah, she's here sucking my Go-Gurt, too.
If you squeeze the base, more comes out.
Oh, she's learning.
Well, okay, Junior, I'm going to hang up now.
What? Don't hang up! He hung up. Okay, so, you guys can leave now. We don't need you anymore.
Yeah, leave, scram, we're finished with you.
Yeah, we got what we wanted out of you, now leave.
Thank you. So what do we do now, dude?
I don't know, Joseph. If Go-Gurts and girls didn't work, I don't know what will. Let's start thinking. Okay, what does Luke have that we don't have besides money?
I mean, he's bald.
Say that again, Joseph.
He's bald.
He's bald, and you're bald too. So if I shave my head, I'll be bald, and then we'll all be bald, and then Cody won't want to hang out with us because we're bald.
Yeah, we'll be matching, dude.
Okay, I'm gonna go shave my head right now. All right, Joseph, how do I look?
You look bald.
We're the Super Bald Brothers. Wait, can I say that? Is that copyright? Okay, we can say that. All right, so now I'm going to call Cody, tell him to come over. He's going to see that we're bald. He's going to want to hang out with us.
Well, if he didn't come over the first few times you asked him, why would he come over now?
Because I'm going to use my secret weapon. All right, Joseph, it's ringing.
Wait, what's the secret weapon, dude?
Just listen.
Junior, stop calling me. I'm blocking your number.
Oh, Cody! Oh, it's so awful!
What's wrong, Junior?
Well, your mom, she sucked my Go-Gurt dry, and then she was leaving, and she fell down the stairs and broke her neck.
What?
Yeah, and I don't know whether to call the hospital or the aquarium, because you know she's a whale.
But Junior, is my mom hurt or not?
Yeah, she's hurt. She's not moving. You need to come over right now.
Okay, I'll be right there.
Okay. So now when he comes over, he's going to see that we're bald, and he's going to want to hang out with us.
Dude, perfect plan!
That must be him! Hello?
Is my mom okay? What are you doing?
I'm bald.
Yeah, I can see that, but is my mom okay?
I lied. Look at my head.
What, you lied?
I'm bald.
Well, I don't care, Junior.
But Luke is bald.
What, Junior, so is that why you guys shaved your head?
Yeah, we want to be like Luke because he's so cool, right?
But that's not why I'm hanging out with Luke.
So then what is it? It's because he's rich, right?
No, he's not rich.
So he's paying you to say that he's not paying you?
No, Junior.
Wait, then what is it?
Well, Junior, you just wouldn't understand.
No, tell me. I'll understand.
No.
But tell Cody, it has to be either because he's bald or rich. Which one is it?
It's neither, Junior. He has problems.
Problems? Like, he's psycho?
No.
Is he mad?
No!
Oh, no. Joseph, I got it. He kidnapped your family.
Oh, no!
He told him in his basement. What? And he says if you're not friends with him, he's going to kill him.
No, Junior. My mom was just here eating Go-Gurt. She's fine.
Well, what if he paid someone to act like your mom? I mean, your mom did look fatter than usual.
Okay, I'm leaving.
What did I say? No! Okay, Joseph, this is worse than we thought. He kidnapped Cody's family. So, we have to call the cops.
Okay, dude.
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, officer, it's awful. I need to report a crime.
All right, I love a good crime story.
Okay, so my friend's family, they got kidnapped, and they're being held captive in a basement.
Wow, that's pretty serious.
Yes, I need you to arrest the kid that did it. His name is Luke.
Okay, do you have an address?
Yeah, it's right here. I tracked my friend using Find My Friends.
Oh, okay. I'll be right over there. I'll get him.
You did good, bro. You did good.
Hello? Hey, I got a report that some kid named Luke was holding your family hostage here in a basement.
What? Did Junior tell you to come here?
Yes. Ugh. All right, I'm back.
Did you arrest Luke and put him in the electric chair?
No.
Why not?
Because I didn't find anything.
Did you check the basement?
He didn't even have a basement.
Did you check the attic?
Yes.
Did you find Cody's family?
His family's fine. Cody FaceTimed them right in front of me and they answered.
But it's a mansion. There's a lot of rooms. They could have been in any of those rooms.
They didn't live in a mansion.
It must have been the beach house.
Oh, yeah.
Look, kid, it's not funny to accuse people of fake crime.
It's not a fake crime. It's real.
Now call me when there is a real crime.
Dude, what are we going to do now?
It leaves me no choice. We have to commit a real crime and blame it on Luke.
Like what?
I'm gonna grab the toilet paper.
Ooh, toilet paper. Okay, are you sure you want to do this, dude?
Yes, we're gonna TP my house and blame it on Luke.
All right, you don't have to ask me twice.
Wow, Joseph. Look at all that toilet paper.
I know, dude. That's vandalism. Junior! I saw you TP the house. Oh, you're in trouble now. I'm going to tell your daddy.
Oh man, Joseph. Oh, that was close. Chef, you would have told my dad.
I know, dude, and you would have got grounded.
Yeah, we can't have that.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm gonna call the cops and we're gonna say that Luke TP'd my house.
Yeah, you did.
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, officer. Somebody TP'd my house.
Yeah, I saw that. This is a very serious crime. Now, who do you think did this? Do you have any enemies?
Well, officer,
be strong, dude. Be strong.
I know who did it. You can do it. I just don't want him to come after me. His name is, Luke.
Luke?
Yeah, Luke, the kid's house you went to earlier.
Okay, I'm starting to think maybe you just have a thing against this Luke kid.
No, it was him. It was him. He showed up with his group of friends, all named Luke, and they TP'd my house.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you have any evidence of this?
Yes, I do. My security cameras. Come here.
Okay.
All right, officer. Here's the security camera footage. So if you look at the top right-hand corner, you notice Luke and his group of buddies, all named Luke, just show up to my house, right? Mm-hmm. They're all armed with toilet paper. And they're like, we hate Junior. We're going to ruin his night. So they all just start throwing toilet paper all over my house. See, boom, there goes one roll, and another roll, and another roll. And they just start destroying my house with toilet paper. And they run off because they notice I have security cameras. And they're like, we hate Junior. So you see, look, they committed a huge crime. And they graffitied my house with toilet paper.
Those fiends.
Yeah, so I need you to go arrest Luke.
All right, now you're sure it's Luke that did this, right? Because he's going to jail.
Oh, it's definitely Luke. Joseph, wasn't it Luke?
Yeah, of course it's Luke. Who else could it be?
Yeah, it was Luke. He said, my name's Luke. Yeah. You couldn't hear it because the audio. Yeah, he said his name was Luke.
Okay, all right, I'll go get him.
Yes. Going down, dude.
Hello?
All right, I'm here for a kid named Luke.
What? That's me.
All right, you're under arrest for TPing a house. What, he didn't TP a house? Oh, yes, he did. I saw the proof. You're coming with me.
Aw.
So what are we going to do now, dude?
Well, now that Luke's in jail, Cody's going to come begging to hang out with us.
Junior!
Hey, buddy.
Don't hey, buddy, me.
Do you prefer amigo?
No, Junior, you got Luke arrested.
Actually, Luke got himself arrested because he decided to TP my house.
No, he didn't, Junior. I was with him the whole time.
You helped him TP my house?
No, Junior, you TP'd your own house and you blamed it on Luke.
See, that's why we're best friends, because you know me so well.
Junior, get away from me.
What's wrong, Cody? You get to hang out with us now.
Junior, do you want to know what's really happening?
Yes.
The reason I was hanging out with Luke is because he's terminally sick.
So he's really good at skateboarding.
No, Junior, I mean he has 3 days left to live. He's gonna die soon.
Don't tell me that. Now I'm gonna feel bad.
You should feel bad because now he's gonna die in jail.
Don't tell me that. Now I'm gonna feel bad.
Junior!
Look, we're gonna get him out of jail, okay?
But how?
We're gonna dig a hole under the prison and sneak him out.
Junior, that's stupid. Now I have to go tell his parents why they're not going to see their son on his last day on Earth.
Wait, is he going to space?
But no, Junior, he's going to die.
You leave Earth when you die?
I guess so.
Well, I want to die and go to Mars. That sounds really sick. But anyway, no, I feel really bad because of your stupid idea to get him arrested. Now he's gonna be in jail.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. I goofed, okay?
Yeah, you goofed. You big goof.
Well, I'm sorry, dude.
God, please help us.
What do you want?
God, we really need your help.
Yeah, I know.
Did you see what happened?
Yeah, you're going to hell. That was pretty messed up.
What, I am?
Yeah.
Wait, no, I'm sorry. I want to fix everything. Okay, so what can I do to get Luke out of jail and to fix his sickness?
That's a lot of work you're asking me to do. The only currency I accept is Facebook likes.
Facebook likes?
Yep, one like equals one prayer.
Oh, that's why there's so many posts asking for that?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so how many likes to get Luke out of jail and to heal his sickness?
For that, 10,000 likes on Facebook.
That's a lot of likes!
Yeah, and they're not easy to get either.
Okay, so, Joseph, we need to make a post on Facebook that gets 10,000 likes. Go!
Okay, dude, I can do it.
All right, we're going to do it, God. We're going to do it. Just stay right here.
Dude, I did it!
Wait, you did it?
I got 142,000 likes in 4 minutes!
Wait, in 4 minutes?
Oh, yeah, dude. It's a plastic minions post. Look, it says, RIP, I just died. If you don't care, stop reading. If you would care, like this pic. If you would miss me, comment a heart. If you're not scared, repost to see who your real friends are.
Oh, my God, that was genius, Joseph!
No, dude!
You only asked for 10,000 likes. We got 142,000.
Let me absorb the likes. Oh, unlimited power! I'm now a mega god!
Can you get Luke out of jail and heal his sickness?
I can do anything! Pooh!
All right, guys, everything's back to normal and we can all be happy.
No, Junior, I'm still mad.
Why?
Because of all the bad stuff you did to Luke.
But he's out of jail now and he's cured.
One minion's post doesn't take back all the bad stuff you did.
Fine, Cody, I'll apologize. Hey, Luke. I'm really sorry that I got you arrested, but you're out of jail now, so it's in the past, so get over it. Okay, so, I guess you're part of our friend group now.
No, actually, he's not. He's moving to Vermont.
I was just down here for treatment.
Oh, well, I want to add you on Facebook. What's your last name?
Emia.
Okay. All right, Joseph, we have to add him on Facebook. His name is Luke Emia. Oh, hey, Jeffy, how was school?
It was actually really good. I really enjoyed today. I learned a lot.
What, you learned a lot?
You betcha sweet Pippi I did.
Oh, I'm so glad Jeffy actually had a good day at school. He never has a good day at school.
Yeah, good job, Jeffy.
You know what? You deserve to go to Chuck E. Cheese today.
Really? Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, let's go to Chuck E. Cheese. Hold on, my phone's ringing. Hello?
Hello, is this Jeffy's dad?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Jeffy's teacher.
Oh, he said he had a really good day at school today.
Well, that's weird because he did not show up to school today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he had a really big test.
Oh, really?
Yep, and he failed it. And if he misses one more day, he has to start all over, all the way back to kindergarten.
Oh, don't worry. He's not going to miss another day of school. Jeffy!
Chuck E. Cheese in this bitch.
No Chuck E. Cheese in this bitch.
Why?
Because you said that you said you went to school and the teacher said you didn't go to school today.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, now you're grounded.
Oh, fuck.
Why didn't you go to school, Jeffy? If you didn't go to school, where were you?
I was in my room playing with my pecker.
What? Why?
Because I missed the bus. Don't hit me.
But if you missed the bus, why didn't you just wake us up so we could take you to school?
Oh, I tried to wake you up. I yelled right in your ear.
But I don't remember. Do you remember him trying to wake us up?
No, I don't remember.
Well, watch the flashback.
Hey, Daddy, I missed the bus. If you don't wake up and take me to school, I'm not going. I'm just going to go in my room and put on my pecker. All right, good dog.
Look, Jeffy, you didn't even try to wake us up.
I was trying to be respectful. I know you need your 8 hours.
No, you were trying not to wake us up because you didn't want to go to school. Jeffy, you know if you miss one more day of school, you have to start over at kindergarten.
I think the real problem is here is I'm 21 in the fourth grade.
Jeffy, you need an education.
They shouldn't even let me into school. I'm a risk.
Baby, do you know how we can get him to go to school?
Daddy, if you don't take me to Chuck E. Cheese, I'm going to turn into someone that the U.S. doesn't negotiate with.
Marvin, we could drive him to school every day.
I don't want to wake up. And Ubers are very expensive. Jeffy, why don't you just drive yourself to school?
May I remind you that my car fell out of an airplane and exploded. And before it hit the ground, I parachuted out of it. Now, since it was past tense, I think I parachuted.
Okay, you know what? I have a perfect idea. Why don't I just call the cops?
What? Marvin, why?
Because I can ask the cops to take Jeffy to school every morning.
Marvin, that's not going to work. They're not a taxi service.
But their job is to patrol the city so they can patrol our neighborhood in the morning and then patrol past the school and drop Jeffy off.
Marvin, there's no way that's going to work.
Me and the cop are tight, dog.
What did you just say?
Listen, I'm going to call him.
Ugh. Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Shit, what's up, homie? What's up, my bro? What's up, my dog, home slice?
Marvin, are you speaking Ebonics at me?
What? No, gangster, I'm just trying to be dog.
I am not a gangster. Are you a gangster? Marvin, are you threatening me?
No, I'm just showing off that we're really good friends.
Then why don't you just say we're friends instead of threatening me?
I didn't threaten you. Listen, my wife doesn't think you'll do this favor for me, and I just know you will because we're best buds. So, Jeffy's missed a lot of school, and they said if he misses one more day of school, he has to go back to kindergarten.
This town has weird rules.
So I was wondering if every morning you could pick up Jeffy and then drop him off at school, and then every afternoon pick him up from school and bring him back home.
I'm sorry, hold on. Am I wearing my police uniform?
Yeah.
I am, right? Jeffy, you see me wearing my police uniform?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah, I thought so. That's weird, because it seems like you think I'm wearing my taxi driver uniform.
Oh, you have a taxi driver uniform?
No, because I'm not a fucking taxi driver.
Well, told you, Marvin.
Well, listen, you have to patrol neighborhoods in your cop car anyway, so why don't you just patrol our neighborhood, pick up Jeffy, and then go patrol the schools, because you know how America is, and drop him off.
I'm not picking up your kid and taking him to school. The police car is for criminals.
Okay, what if every morning Jeffy commits a small crime, you pick him up, and then you let him go with a warning at school?
I don't even drive my daughter to school. Why the fuck would I drive your son?
I don't know. Listen, I don't want to take him to school in the morning because I'm tired and I need my sleep. So I need someone to take Jeffy to school.
I'm not driving your son because you don't want to be a parent.
Well, I do want to be a parent. I just not in the mornings.
Okay, how about this? How about he rides the fucking bus?
Oh, I can't ride the bus because there's kids on the bus that call me Reptard.
Reptard, why do they call you that?
Because I stick my hands in my shirt and I act like a dinosaur and I make dinosaur noises.
Have you tried not doing that?
No, I can't help it.
Yeah, well, I know how you feel. I always hated riding the bus, too. Especially because of Rides the Bus Rudy.
Who's Rides the Bus Rudy?
No, he's this kid that always used to ride the bus.
Well, all the kids used to ride the bus. What made him so special? Why'd he get the nickname Rides the Bus Rudy?
Oh, nobody rode the bus like Rudy. He rode the hell out of that bus. Let me tell you about him. So when I was in middle school, there was this kid named Rides the Bus Rudy, and he was always riding the bus. Even when we got to school, he just wouldn't get off the bus. He just stayed on and rode wherever. Every morning, he was in a new seat. And if someone said, "Hey, Rudy, you're in my seat," he'd put on his seatbelt and say, "I don't see your name on it," and he wouldn't move. He would also stand up in the aisle while the bus was moving, and the driver would stop the bus and say, "I'm not driving until everyone's sitting down. That means you, Rudy." She sounded like that because she smoked, you know? And then I'd be like, "Rudy, sit your ass down so we could go," but Rudy just wouldn't listen. Then, this one time, Rudy was leaning up against the emergency exit door in the back of the bus, and we went over a speed bump, and Rudy fell out of the bus, and he got hit by a car. He was roadkill Rudy after that.
Wait, so Rudy got hit by a car and died?
Oh, no. He got hit by a car, but that didn't kill him. We backed up the bus to pick him up, and we ran him over, and that's what killed him.
So Rudy's dead?
Oh, yeah, he's super dead. But his parents got a bunch of money from the county because he got killed by a school bus. So the nickname we gave them was Rudy's Rich Parents. Our nicknames are never very creative. It's just kind of what we see. Look, my main point is I'm not driving your son to school.
Oh, come on. How is he going to get to school and back then?
Well, it sounds to me like the only solution to this is a teleportation machine.
What?
A teleportation machine? You know, something that could just, like, poof him to school and back?
Well, does a transportation machine even exist?
A transportation machine does exist. It's called a car, which you apparently refuse to drive. I'm talking about a teleportation machine.
Well, does that even exist?
Well, I don't know, but I do know there's a mad scientist who runs a thrift shop and he sells all his old inventions. He might have one.
Well, then let's drive there and check it out. Everyone, let's get in the car and go.
Wait, so now you'll drive. That is interesting.
Well, I'll drive now that I'm awake and it's nighttime. I don't like driving early in the morning, but since you're here, you want to give us a ride in your cop car?
I just told you why I'm not going to do that. I only drive criminals.
Oh, you...
Okay, you know what? I'm going to let you off with a warning this time, because I don't want to give you what you want.
Oh, come on, give me a ride! Oh. All right, everyone, let's drive to this evil thrift shop.
Can I stay here and play with my pecker?
Fine, Jeffy, stay right there.
Shabby!
Oh, wow, it smells weird in here.
Wow, Marvin, there's a lot of cool things here.
But is there a worker? Hello?
Hello! I am Dr. Friedrich Finkelschitz, and this is my shitatorium, where I sell all of my old shit!
Well, does all this stuff work?
Oh, yes, it does!
Then why are you selling it?
Oh, you see, I need money to create new inventions!
Okay, well, what other stuff you got here?
Oh, well, see this right here? This is the machine I use to talk to the aliens! Hello, aliens! It is your old pal, Dr. Finkelschitz! I'm ready for you to come put eggs in my asshole now! The aliens never answer. I think they blocked me.
Marvin, he's kind of weird.
Oh, what is this thing?
This is the death lie detector! You see, whenever you lie, this electrocutes you to death!
What happens when you tell the truth?
It still might electrocute you to death! That is why I'm selling it. Half off!
Okay, what's this stuff?
Oh, this? Now, this is very important. This is a beaker that makes me look very professional, when really, this is just water with blue food coloring and a little bit of dry ice. But this, I am very proud of. This is my greatest invention. This is a machine that when you turn it upside down, it takes exactly 1 hour for all of the sand to drain out. I call it the 1 hour sand drain out machine.
That's an hourglass.
Oh, that's an even better name for it. Thank you.
Ooh, what's this?
That is a typewriter that only writes dirty Harry Potter fanfiction.
But what?
Oh, yes. No matter what you type, Harry Potter always puts on a strap-on and goes to Pound Town on Ron. And let's just say they don't call him Neville Longbottom for nothing.
I don't want it anymore. I never read Harry Potter.
Well, I was wondering if you guys have a teleportation machine.
Oh, yes, right here.
Oh, really? So what does it do?
Oh, it teleports you wherever you want to go.
How does it work?
Oh, well, you see, you plug it in, and then you say the name of where you want to go, and then you stand right there, and poof, you are transported then instantaneously.
Okay, that's what I want. Okay, how much is it?
How much you got?
About $50.
A deal.
How much is the typewriter?
Also $50.
Marvin.
No. We need the teleportation machine.
Okay, pleasure doing business with you.
Can we just teleport back home?
No, you cannot use it here. It is highly radioactive.
Oh, okay. Let's go. All right, Jeffy, we got you a teleportation machine.
Tell my name?
That's right, Jeffy. So at 8 a.m., you're going to sit right here and say, "Take me to school." It's going to teleport you to school.
What if I said, "Take me to the titty bar"?
You better not.
Well, that's where I want
to
go.
No, Jeffy, I bought this for you to go to school, not the titty bar.
I don't want to go to
to school. I want to go to the titty bar.
No, I'm not spending $50 for a ticket to a titty bar machine. They'll take you to school machine. You're going to go to school.
You know what rhymes with school?
What?
Titty bar.
No, it doesn't. That's why you have to go to school. You don't know what rhyming means. You know, and the titty bar's not even open at 8 a.m.
Marvin, how would you know?
I'm just assuming they wouldn't be open that early.
Well, the one I want to go to is open that early. It's in Thailand with girls who have pee-pees.
That's gross, Jeffy. Listen, you know, I'm going to wake up at 8 a.m. and make sure you teleport to school.
Well, then why don't you just take him to school yourself?
Because I'm too tired to drive. I won't be too tired to make sure he teleports to school, not the titty bar. So, Jeffy, you know what? We're going to meet back up here at 8 a.m., so go to bed.
Wait, go to bed? I haven't even had dinner yet. I'm going to have to go to bed on an empty stomach?
Well, you need an empty stomach for that stupid titty bar in the morning, now, don't you?
No, I'll be full there. I'll be full of girl pee-pee.
But why would you want even that?
Because why would they do that? Why do they have pee-pees?
I don't... Jeffy, you're not going to... Go to bed.
They're supposed to be girls.
Go to bed.
All right.
Let's go to bed and wait here at 8 a.m.
Oh, man, it's 8 a.m. I'm so tired.
Jeffy, it's time to go to school.
Titty bar, titty bar, titty bar.
No. I haven't hit the switch yet to make it work.
Okay.
So let me just do that. All right, it's flipped.
Titty bar, titty bar, titty bar, titty bar.
I didn't flip it. All right, let me actually flip it. Hold on. But, Jeffy, when I flip it, you better say, take me to school.
Okay.
All right.
Chuck E. Cheese titty bar!
Didn't hit it yet.
Aw, can you imagine no rat tits?
Jeffy, I'm being serious. I don't want to flip this button because you have to go to school.
Well, I want to go to the titty bar!
I don't know what to do. Maybe he's not going to go to school if I flip the switch.
You could just drive him yourself.
No, I spent $50 on this. He's going to teleport. All right, Jeffy, this is what I want you to do. Take me to school.
Take me to titty bar.
Take me to school.
Take me to titty bar.
No, Jeffy, how about we flip it?
Okay.
Take me to the titty bar.
Take me to titty bar.
No, you're supposed to say take me to school since I said the titty bar.
Titty bar.
Okay, you know what? There's gotta be. Oh, there's a setting that only does it to my voice.
Okay.
All right, so put your face right there. It's a fly. Get out of here, fly. All right. Take
titty
him to
bar.
School. He's gone.
Marvin, I really hope that took him to school.
Yeah, I had it where it only responded to my voice.
Hmm. All right, class, we have a very important lesson today, but before we get started, I'm gonna call roll. When I call you the name, you say, here. Junior!
Here.
Joseph!
Here.
Cody!
Here.
Jeffy? Is Jeffy really not here again? This is the last time I'm gonna call his name! Jeffy!
Reptar's here, teacher!
Holy motherfucking shit, class! He's a fry! I know how to handle this! Holy shit, class! Yeah! He got my fries water! He beat my ass!
Now you're a retarded dactyl. Ow, that fucking hurts! Ow! Stop! Ow!
I got the electric fries, Appa, and I'm gonna avenge my grandma. You really wanna fuck with me, Fry? What? You killed my grandpa, and now I'm gonna kill your ass! You really wanna fuck with me, Fry? Who do you think you are? I am! I turned you into Cat Fry Rice!
I cannot believe I spent $50 on a teleportation machine and still had to pick your ass up from school because you got in a fight. That's all you have to say?
Marvin, what's wrong with Jimmy's face?
I don't know. He looked like half fly, half human. I don't know. Maybe we should call a doctor.
Hey there. Somebody call a doctor?
No, I mean, I mentioned calling you, but I didn't call you.
Yeah, well, I was grabbing a beer downstairs and I overheard you guys talking.
Wait, how often do you do that?
Every day.
Okay, well, Jeffy's like half a bug, fly, and a half human.
Oh, shit. Wait, did you get a teleporter?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, was there a fly in the teleporter with him when he used it?
Perhaps. I mean, there was a fly around. I thought I'd shoot it away, but it could have came back.
Yeah, that's probably what happened. The fly was in there with him, and his bits and the fly's bits got all mixed up.
So Jeffy's like half fly, half human?
Yeah.
Well, then where's the other human half? Because there's only half a human right here.
The other half of me is in the titty bar.
Oh, God. Well, he did say he wanted to go to titty bar.
Oh, guess we're going to Thailand, huh, Marvin?
Marvin!
Well, he never mentioned Thailand to you.
Well, that's where the chicks with dicks are, right, Marvin?
Why does everybody want to see that?
Who doesn't want to see that?
Marvin!
Let's go. Hey, gang, look, I'm an elephant.
How very annoying.
All right, but I'm going to hit him with this windmill. Yeah, it's hit me in the face, but what a problem you have.
Jeff, if you don't stop, I'm going to take your slinky away. Can I please take this shirt off?
Oh, Marvin, I like your Snoopy shirt. You look hot.
What was that?
What was what?
It was like a noise.
My whistle?
Do it!
Hey, how'd you do that? You don't have a whistle in your mouth.
Well, I just use my mouth and I blow out air.
I want to try.
Wait, no, Jeffy. Yeah, like, put your lips together. No, like open them a little bit. Open them, like, a little bit more. No, Jeff, you're just farting. You gotta blow out air like this, like...
Marvin, you have a weak whistle.
Hey, you said you'd never tell anybody that. Oh, I mean, yeah, my whistle, yeah. Well, see, I have a mustache. That's why I can't do it. But, like, do yours again. See, she's really loud. Like, make push your lips together. Like, make, like, a fishy face. Like,
yeah, fishy face. Yeah, now yeah. Blow out air.
No, Jeffy, like blow hard.
It's closer.
I want to do it!
Okay, listen. You're 21 years old. You still haven't learned how to whistle. That might be, like, a brain problem. We got to call a doctor. So,
I guess.
So, I'm going to call a doctor. You try to teach him how to whistle.
Okay. No, open your mouth and blow out. No, not like that. Ugh. Oh no.
I called the doctor. You two fell on the couch. Did you do it? Don't. Got it. You swallow it. Okay, good. The doctor's here.
Hey there, he called the doctor?
Yeah, so my son can't whistle.
Oh no. No. You did not call me because he can't whistle. He has to have something else wrong with him, right? Like he's bleeding or he's got like a cyst?
Well, we tried to assist him, but he still hasn't gotten it yet.
Okay, fuck you. You really called me because your son can't whistle?
Well, he wants to learn and we think maybe since he's 21 and can't whistle, maybe he has brain damage.
You have brain damage for calling me over this!
Well, he wants to learn. Like, Jeffy, show him you can't.
No, I can see that he can't. I don't know what you want from me. I can't surgically implant a whistle. Do you want me to replace his voice box with a whistle? I could do that.
No, he just wants to learn how to whistle like everyone else. Like, I have a weak whistle.
There's somebody dying out there right now. Somebody I could be helping.
Dying?
Yes, people die all the time. Yeah, and I could be helping them, but I'm sitting here on this bullshit couch for this bullshit reason.
Listen, Jeffy's not going to shut up unless he learns how to whistle. Can you teach him? Or, like, do you have, like, a medicine that can, like, make...
A medicine?
That can make his lips whistle?
Okay, well, I do have something in my car. I mean, it's a miracle, honestly, but it is kind of weird.
Okay, well, grab it. Okay, anything that'll make him whistle. Do it harder. No, like a...
All right, let's talk about the browser you're using. I bet it feels disorganized, slow, and like it could be way better. Well, that means you should sit down right there and let me tell you about Opera and all the features it has. This browser has been superior to the ones I've used before. If you're like me and have way too many tabs open, their feature called Tab Islands actually fixes that. They group your tabs automatically so you can collapse stuff you're not using and keep everything organized by topic, like work, school, gaming, stuff like that. Makes your browser finally feel manageable. The next thing I love is the player. My music just lives in the sidebar now. I can switch between different music apps, pop the player out, move it around. It doesn't interrupt anything I'm doing. And when I play a video, it pauses the music automatically. Speaking of video, they also have video pop-out, which is honestly one of my favorite things. You can pull a video straight from the page and drag it anywhere on your screen. I'll have an SML video floating over here while I'm just doing stuff over here, and it just works. No extra apps or anything required. They also have a ton of really fun themes to choose from that give your browser personality that matches what you like. If you want your browser to actually feel useful, use my link below to download Opera today. You'll feel silly you didn't switch sooner. And thank you to Opera for sponsoring this video.
Okay, this is what I got. It's called Third Time's a Charm Spray. Every third time...
Wait, isn't it Third Time's the Charm?
What?
You said a charm, but it's the charm.
What? Third Time's a Charm? Well, listen, people say it fast, okay? They say Third Time's a Charm. See, I just wrote it the way people say it.
You also forgot the apostrophe on times.
What? It doesn't matter, okay? If you keep bothering me, I'm not going to let you use it at all.
Wait, so what's this do?
Okay, so when you spray somebody with this, they will succeed at what they're trying to do, but only on the third time. They're going to fuck up the first two tries, but it's going to work on the third time. Third Time's a Charm.
So, wait, do you hear it now?
Third Time's a Charm. Yeah, I hear it now.
Wait, so if you spray Jeffy, he's not going to whistle the first two times, but the third time he'll whistle.
Yes.
Well, then what constitutes a fuck-up?
Well, you have to say you're going to try again.
Oh, so like, I'm going to try again?
Yes, exactly like that. Let's try it.
All right, hit me with it. I'm going to try again. I'm going to try again.
Whoa! Jeffy whistled.
Shit, hit me with it again. I'm going to try again. I'm going to try again.
Whoa! Yeah!
That shit actually works.
Yes, this shit does.
Well, that's so insane. It's like a miracle. Oh my god. We could use this to like become billionaires. What if we go buy like a lottery ticket and then we spray ourselves with it and then we buy another lottery ticket and then we buy a third lottery ticket and we win?
I don't think it works on the lottery. It's like a printed system. It's a whole other thing.
Okay, well, what if like we join the NBA and then you spray me with it and I miss the shot and then I miss another shot and the game-winning shot, I make it.
Yeah, that could work, sure.
We have to find a way to make money with this.
Marvin, look, the news!
Hey there, Slinky lovers! Can you make your Slinky go down the stairs really far? Well, we're having a Can You Make Your Slinky Go Down the Stairs Really Far competition! And whoever can make their Slinky go down the stairs the farthest wins $10 million bajillion!
Oh my god, that! $10 million bajillion?
Yep, $10 million bajillion.
Our family would be set for life. Okay, so all we have to do is spray Jeffy with this spray, and then he can enter that competition with his Slinky, and on the third time, his Slinky will go all the way to the bottom.
Yeah, sure, man.
Marvin, he's probably better off using the silver one. It's a little bit heavier.
He doesn't have to use that one. He can use this one, because no matter what, this spray will work on the third time.
So I would recommend the silver one.
But it doesn't matter. He can use any Slinky he wants. He can use a Slinky that doesn't even work, because with this third time a charm spray, it'll work.
Well, I wouldn't take any chances with $10 million bajillion on the line.
Listen, it doesn't matter what Slinky he uses.
Well, honestly, I don't even trust Slinkies ever since Has a Slinky Sid died.
Who?
Has a Slinky Sid? He's this kid I went to high school with. Let me tell you about him.
So when I was in high school, there was this kid named Has a Slinky Sid. Guess what he always had? Diabetes. And also a Slinky. He would try to make the Slinky go down the stairs at the front of the school, and kids would push him and be like, Sid, get out of the way with your diabetes! This one time, he took a family trip to Egypt because there was a doctor there with cheaper insulin for his diabetes, and Sid climbed to the top of the Pyramid of Giza, but then he started having a diabetic ketoacidosis attack, and he didn't have insulin. So he wrote, I need my insulin on a piece of paper, and put it on the side of his Slinky, and he pushed the Slinky down the side of the pyramid. But it stopped halfway, and he died because the Slinky never made it to the bottom. So that's why I think he should use the silver Slinky.
Okay, I'll give it to him, baby.
Here you go, Jeffy. See if you like it.
Marvin, I do have a question for you. What is with the Joe Cool shirt?
Oh, Rose bought it for me at a Hot Topic.
Well, it doesn't make you look cool.
What the fuck?
I think he looks good as a Joe. He looks hot.
Well, your name's not Joe either, so that doesn't even make sense. If it said Marv Cool, that might work.
Well, I think it means like, it's, I think it's Snoopy's shirt.
Okay, well, Snoopy is cool, and you're not Snoopy. You can't fly your house, and you didn't fight in World War I.
Oh, listen, it's just a shirt. I feel good. I wanted to take it off. She made me keep it on.
No, I think it looks stupid.
Okay.
That's a very Charlie Brown thing of you to say.
Hey, can you take the shirt off of me?
No!
Take it off!
No, but Marvin, I like
my
it!
My friends are making fun of me.
Marvin!
You can't take your own shirt off? What the hell's wrong with you?
Well, it's like, dude, it's like stuck.
It's stuck? How fat are you?
Listen, I want to spray Jeffy at the Slinky competition so that on the third time the Slinky will go down.
But what if you only get one try?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We can distract the judge. We do two times, and on the third time goes all the way down.
You gotta distract him twice, though.
Yeah. There's someone at the door. Can you answer it? No, you stay.
What? I don't live here. Why would I answer it?
Hello?
Hey there! I got a Jamocha shake! Yummy!
Wait, you're the guy from the Slinky competition!
I am!
Well, what are you doing here?
Well, we were wondering if we could use your stairs for the competition!
Wait, use my stairs? What about the stairs that you guys had?
Well, the venue we were gonna have the competition at had a fire, and their stairs burned down! So now we need a new place, and since you have a two-story house, we were wondering if we could use your stairs!
Well, of course you can use my stairs.
Guys, did you hear that? He said yes, you can come out of the bushels now. Thanks.
Okay.
That's a fine set of stairs you got there. A damn fine set of stairs.
Well, thank you. I'm gonna go grab my son to enter in the competition.
Okay, I'll get the other contestants ready.
Guys, you'll never believe who was at the door.
Martin Luther King Jr.
That's crazy. That was gonna be my guess, too.
He's dead.
What?
The twins.
Spoiler.
He just had a day the other day.
Huh. I thought you had to be alive to have days.
What? No, okay, wait.
I thought it was his birthday.
Was it his birthday?
I don't know.
I think it was the day he gave his speech.
Well, okay, listen. You guys know who he is. You know he's not alive. Listen, the point is, the person at the door was the guy from the Slinky competition.
No shit.
What? Why?
He said he wants to have the competition here using our stairs.
What? Home field advantage, Daddy? We got this.
What is this day? What is even going on?
He said the venue they were going to use, the stairs burned down, so they need to use...
You okay?
I hiccup.
Oh.
Bless you.
Boo! Did they go away?
Hold your breath.
Okay, everyone shut up. He wanted to use our stairs for the competition.
Oh.
Home field advantage in this!
You said that already. Yeah, you said that.
Well, we're all on the same page here.
Our stairs are going to be famous.
Listen, if we could just hurry up and just go to the stairs, spray Jeffy, he'd get two good practice tries, so he wins it the third time. Let's go.
Okay.
Go.
Okay.
I'll get the bottle.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Slinky?
Oh, of course.
Hello and welcome to the Slinky Slinky Who Slinky Can Slinky the Slinkiest Down the Stairs Slinky Competition Slinky!
I'm gonna win!
Good, I'm happy for you, bud.
Hey, I want to talk to you for a second.
Okay.
Okay, so like, since I'm letting you guys use my house and my stairs, I was wondering if Jeffy can have two test runs.
No, that wouldn't be fair to the other contestants!
Well, what if every contestant gets two test runs?
No, you only get one!
One test run.
One try!
Okay, before we start, everyone stretch. Because, like, you don't want to pull your hand with the slinky thing. And Jeffy, get sprayed in the back.
Oh, shooting on my back? Oh, make me win?
Okay, hey, I want to talk to you for a second. Just talk to you for a second.
Okay.
What?
I'm going to try again.
Okay, so, like, do I get paid for you guys using my house?
Hey! He got my slinky!
I'm going to try again.
I don't need to get paid. I think we're ready to start.
Okay, well, who wants to go first?
Jeffy wants to go. Let Jeffy go.
Okay, go ahead, Jeffy.
Go.
Oh, it was right there. Did you believe it?
Wow, we made it all the way to the last step. That's pretty good.
Yep, so who can beat that?
Well, I got two more competitors. What, kids, where's your slinky?
He threw my slinky.
Mine too.
What, your son threw the slinkies? Is he trying to cheat?
Well, he's not trying to cheat. Just tell him to go grab their slinkies.
But what if you did it?
Yeah, you know how tangled up slinkies can get. Your son is disqualified for being a cheater pumpkin eater.
But I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for you tards.
Well, no, he's not disqualified. He made it to the last step. Look, I'll go buy the new slinkies. They can use Jeffy's slinky. It's not damaged.
Nope, too late. He is disqualified.
Listen, I'll let you use my fucking house. We got to the last step. No, none of these kids get to the last step. We did the last step.
We can find a different house with stairs. Come on, kids.
Oh, you better not use my, you're never going to use my stairs ever again. That's the, you've never heard the last of Joe Cool.
Yeah, tell him, Daddy.
Squishy. How'd the competition go, Joe?
Jeffy got disqualified for cheating.
Wait, are you mad at me?
What? No, I'm not mad at you.
Okay, good.
What, I actually am mad at you.
Why?
Why'd you have to throw the other two people's slinkies? Why didn't you just use your own for the two test tries?
Well, if I would have threw my slinky, then I would have to go get it.
You didn't have to throw the slinky. You didn't have to mess up that bad. You could have just slunk it down one step, and that would have counted as a mess up, right?
Marvin, I want to be honest with you. This shit is just water.
What do you mean, just water?
I mean, I went to my car, and I dumped out some carpet cleaner I had, and I replaced it with water, and then I just wrote that on there with Sharpie.
Well, no. Why would you do that?
Because I was mad that you called me because your son couldn't whistle.
Well, then, see, that's bullshit because it works. Because you remember he couldn't whistle, and on the third time, Jeffy whistled. Like, so this stuff works. And then the slinky went down to the last step.
No.
No, Jeffy, try to whistle. See, it doesn't work unless he gets sprayed.
Yeah, I can't whistle, but I can sing like a bird.
Oh, well, even if he's being a shithead, the slinky went down to the last step. That there's no way he could have faked that. It worked.
Well, technically, it didn't really slink. It just kind of rolled to the last step, and that was just luck.
Wait, what's the past tense of slink? Is it slunk?
Slank.
Slanked?
Slanked.
Slunk.
No. Look, this shit works. Spray Jeffy with it.
Okay.
Oh, ow!
Give me that. Okay. All right, Jeffy, try to catch this with your mouth.
I'm going to try again. I'm gonna try again!
Watch him catch it this time.
Okay.
Well, that was a bad throw.
No.
That was a bad throw. Doesn't get good.
Or this is water.
No, watch.
Here, let me try. Catch.
Hey, why y'all throwing my watermelon tools?
I'm going to bed!
Picnic.
Outside in the hot.
Marvin, you said you weren't going to complain.
It's August. Why would we eat outside? Let's eat inside with the air conditioning.
But Marvin, it's such a beautiful day outside.
But the grass is gross. It's wet and there could be dog pee or poop.
Don't worry, Marvin. I brought a blanket.
But there's bugs. There's ants and mosquitoes and loud kids on bicycles.
Ugh. Jeffy, do you want to come on a picnic with us?
No, I'm tending to my garden.
Jeffy, I didn't know you liked gardening. Look, Marvin, even Jeffy likes being outside.
But it's inside on my computer.
Oh.
How are you gardening on your computer?
Yeah, it's a game called Grow a Garden. I got 50 trillion shekels in that bitch. See, right there, I got the Francesco plant. I got several rainbow bone blossoms and sugar apples and spiked mangoes in this bitch.
Is that good?
Oh, dang, it's the tits. I got a green thumb up my ass.
Marvin, can we please go on our picnic now?
Okay. Jeffy, if you don't hear from us, I died of a heat stroke.
Okay.
Jeffy, did you shit your pants?
Once or twice.
Jeffy, why would you not go use the toilet?
Because I'm busy playing my game.
game. I gotta plant a seed, and then I gotta throw some sprinklers on that bitch, wait 45 minutes, and do it all over again.
Alright, during your 45 minute wait, why don't you go use the toilet?
Well, because I have to wait to see if the plant does what it's supposed to do. Plus, I already got a pancake shit to my ass that looks like a fudge round.
Baby, go start a bath for him.
Okay.
Jeffy, you're gonna take a bath while we're out taking this picnic.
Got it.
I mean, no, you're actually going to take the bath.
Oh.
And you're going to get that fudge right off your ass.
Oh, yeah, you might need to use, like, a jackhammer or something. Oh, jackhammer dick! Going up and down fast as shit and fuck.
All right, Jeffy, I started your bath, but I didn't turn off the water. So in a couple of minutes, you're going to have to turn off the water and take your bath, okay?
All right, got it.
What'd she say, Jeffy?
No, something about getting the bath, turn the water off, wash my ass. Don't use a jackhammer.
Yeah, that. All right, let's go.
Marvin, sound happy.
Wee. Jeffy, we're back home from the picnic. I'm finally home in the air conditioning. Whew. Why is the ground wet? Jeffy, did you take a bath?
Yep.
Did you dry off?
No, I wanted to air dry.
Oh, Jeffy, you track so much water in the house. It's so wet. Jeffy, why do you still smell like shit? Did you take a bath? Jeffy? Oh my God! He forgot to turn the bathtub off!
Oh no!
Oh my God! Ah! There's water everywhere! It's all on the floor! Jeffy, stop! What the fuck?
Marvin, turn it off! Quick!
That's what I'm doing! Stop!
Why, Marvin? Just why?
There's water everywhere! Oh! The bitch of water! It's a damn video game! That's why he did it! It's a stupid video game! I'm gonna break his laptop! Jeffy!
Oh.
You overflowed the bathtub!
Okay.
Give me that game, you bitch!
Hey! You motherfucker! You give me my laptop back! My garden!
Fuck your garden!
You stupid bitch!
Yeah, you're gonna turn it in! You overflowed the bathtub! You're ugly! You're stupid and dumb! Yeah, that's right. Yeah, screw your dumbass garden game. I hope it's gone forever. I'm gonna clean up all this mess. Ah!
Bud, what's with all the yelling?
Daddy's a dickhole!
Marvin, what did you do?
He threw my expensive tits laptop into the bathtub!
Marvin, that wasn't very nice.
You know he forgot to turn the bathtub off and it overflowed.
Hold on! Pause! That would be the fault of whoever turned the bathtub on in the first place! Because they should have known not to trust me to do what I was told! See, you guys should be the ones that should get in trouble because y'all left me here with an overflowing bathtub! I could have drowned! You can't leave someone with my mental condition unattended! I don't even know what I'm doing half the time! Every time I do something, it turns to shit! So now that we've established it's not my fault, you guys owe me a new laptop.
Well, I don't know. You know what I owe you? I owe you a spanking.
No, you don't. You owe me a laptop and more shekels. 70 trillion shekels.
You know what? You can go get your own goddamn new fucking laptop. How about you go start a real garden?
You know what? Maybe I will. Maybe that's what I'll do.
Marvin, I have a bad feeling about this.
Oh, no. You can go screw up other people's lives. I have to call a water damage repair person.
Honey, stop diddling in your garden and come make me supper.
All right, Hank.
A real life garden? They have candy blossoms, a bone blossom, and a frozen and shocked watermelon, and a frozen and shocked pineapple?
Oh, I'm taking all this.
Honey, I think the tard from across the street's fucking around in your garden.
What? Hey, he better not be touching my candy blossom, my bone blossom, and my sugar apples.
I think he is.
Hey, don't stop him!
All right.
Hey, fuck guard! Stop fucking around in my wife's garden! Stop it.
Hank, yell louder! Be a man!
Hey! Stop it!
Oh, fuck. Oh, well, looks like he got away with it.
Hank, go call the police!
It's just a fucking candy blossom.
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, someone robbed my garden!
They robbed your garden? What is this, war times? The Great Depression? Who robs a garden?
A thief, that's who.
Okay, well, how much money worth of produce did they steal?
Billions of shekels worth!
Shekels? What the hell time period did I get dropped into? Could you convert that into U.S. dollars for me?
It's worth a lot.
Okay, let me look it up. It says right here that a billion shekels is worth 20 U.S. cents on eBay. So this is petty theft. This is beyond petty. It's actually petty for you to have even called me.
But he stole my shucked frozen watermelon!
Shucked and frozen watermelon. How did you freeze it? Did he steal it out of your deep freezer? And it's electrified, too? That should be a crime by itself. That's fruit torture.
At least he left my sugar apples.
Okay, now, I know my apples. I actually love apples, and I've never seen an apple that looks anything like that. And that apple's frozen. How did you manage that? It's August. Do you even know who stole all this produce?
Yeah, it was the neighbor's kid.
Okay, well, I will go have a talk with the neighbor's kid and see if I can get him to give you a quarter.
Marvin, you're not umming with
me. I can
me.
Smell my own balls.
Marvin, no, this is supposed to help your anger issues. Breathe in, breathe out.
I'm breathing my own ball air.
Marvin, stop. We're going to center in and look at the third eye.
My penis? There's someone at the door.
Marvin, you're throwing off my zen.
Hello?
Hey, Marvin.
The cops? I didn't call the cops.
No, somebody called the cops on you.
Was it because of all the yelling?
No, but what yelling, Marvin? Tea time? Come on, spill it. Did you hit her? I wouldn't blame you if you did. Sometimes it feels like one good smack could solve everything.
I did not hit her.
No, you're right. This conversation's better had at Dunkin' Donuts. You drive so I can drink.
No, I can't leave. I'm kind of waiting on someone.
Waiting on someone?
Hey, did someone call a water damage repair guy?
Mark. Brooklyn.
What the hell are you doing here, Mark?
I'm here to repair some water damage.
Marvin, is this true? Did you call this man, or is he soliciting? Because that's illegal in this neighborhood. I could arrest him. Just say he's a soliciting bitch, Marvin, and I'll slap the cuffs on him.
No, I did call him.
Marvin! Why would you call Mark, my arch nemesis, when you have my phone number? I can repair water damage.
Well, his prices are cheaper.
Well, that's because on his website, he looks at my website and lowers all the prices by $1. He doesn't know what he's doing. I can follow YouTube tutorials way better than he can.
I do too know what I'm doing, and I can follow YouTube tutorials as well.
Mark, you see this badge on my shirt, this Sodon badge? That means I have authority over you. I could end your life, and the worst that would happen to me is I'd get put on paid leave.
Authority over this deal.
Marvin, that's it. Pick. Me or Mark, who do you want to fix your water damage? It shouldn't be this hard, Marvin. You're hurting my feelings.
Oh, come on. He's not even wearing a water damage repair guy outfit.
Oh, yeah? You really want to fuck with me, Mark? Look at that. I stay ready for this shit.
Oh, bald! Bald! You're bald! You know what? You can have the job. Maybe you can use it to buy a hair transplant.
Ouch. I forgot I was bald.
Well, now you get to fix the water damage.
No, I'm way too upset to fix water damage. We have police business to discuss. Can I come in and talk to you, son?
But who's going to fix my water damage?
I don't know. We'll figure it out later.
Jeffy! Baby, have you seen Jeffy?
No.
Whoa, what's she doing? I heard you guys were yelling. Is this her trying to apologize?
I'm doing yoga.
No, I hate yoga. Not doing yoga. I just hate the word yoga. It always reminds me of Yogi Bear. You know, he's like, hey, boo-boo, with the stupid fucking voice he does. I don't know why he sounds like that. And then that makes me think of the baseball player Yogi Berra. That's not a name. That can't be a person's name. Is he named after Yogi Bear? Or is Yogi Bear named after him? See, I'm already pissed off. I'm confused. And then yoga makes me think about when you're hitting on a girl and you're like, yoga, let me get your number. You know, I hate the word yoga.
So why are we looking for Jeffy? Like, what do you need?
Oh, you see, your son stole a billion shekels worth of fruit from your neighbor.
A billion shekels? How much money is that?
Don't worry. It's only 20 cents. Honestly, it's bullshit, but I told him I'd give him a quarter. So you have a quarter?
You
keep the change in your zipper?
But no, I didn't. Baby, do you have a quarter?
I have no need for earthly currency.
Oh my god. I have a dollar.
Don't give those people a dollar, Marvin. That's way too much money.
All I have is a dollar.
All right, fine. I told them I want change.
You can fix my water damage now if you want to.
I thought we weren't calling him anymore.
What was that, bitch? What did she just say? You're not calling me anymore?
I told you that we wanted to go with the cheaper option.
Okay, that's why you're handing out dollar bills, right? Because you're trying to save money?
No, listen, it's just like we don't want to do friendship and business. You want to keep them separated.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess if I'm not your friend, I'm a cop. I guess I can just go arrest your son for stealing.
No. Okay, we are friends. You know, take the dollar and also, like, try to fix the water damage. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I'll go take a look at your water damage.
Yeah, buddy.
So you see all the water damage on the floor?
Oh, yeah. The problem is you didn't drain your tub. Let me get right on that.
What the fuck are you doing?
Oh, don't mind me. I'm just a plumber. I'm not your friend.
But stop it!
No, I'm doing this to help you as a plumber.
Stop it! Stop it right now!
Have fun with that, you dick.
Wow. Just fucking wow. Jeffy, did you really steal a billion shekels worth of fruit from the neighbor?
Yeah, I sure did, Daddy. I had to sell it so I can get a new laptop.
You got a new laptop? You really could make that much money selling this fruit?
Yeah, Daddy. What I did was I scammed this kid who was new at playing the game, and I took his frozen butterfly and also a trillion shekels.
What? Jeffy, you'd have to sell like an octillion shekels to get a new laptop.
Oh, octopus dick has 8 ball sacks and shit.
Wait, so you really can make that much money selling fruit in this game?
Yeah, I even sold my shocked frozen pineapple that I stole.
Wait a minute, do you think if you sold this watermelon, you could pay for the water damage?
Yeah, I've been gonna slam my daddy a couple shekels, cause you know I got it like that.
Beep, 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 shimmy, shimmy!
Dinosaur chicken nuggies.
Dinosaur chicken nuggies?
Yeah, all that. Dude, this is the perfect meal.
I know. Who doesn't want nuggies and gogies?
Wait, dude, where's Cody?
I don't know. You think he's gonna pass up nuggie and gogie night?
Dude, who's gonna pass up nuggies and gogies?
What? That must be him at the door.
Like, you have to have no tongue to want to pass up this.
Hello?
Hey, Junior. Sorry I'm late.
Oh, thank God you're here, Cody. I thought you were gonna miss nuggies and gogies night.
Junior, I would never miss nuggies and gogies night. My mom just wanted to come with me.
Why'd you bring your big, fat, overweight whale cow mom with you? Shit, we didn't make enough nuggies to feed a whole village or feed a whole cruise ship.
Yeah, but my mom wanted to come with me to make sure I was actually going to a friend's house and not meeting some stranger I met online. Are you feet lover 47?
No.
You look like you might like feet. All right, Cody, I'm gonna come in anyway just to snoop around. Junior, is it okay if my mom comes in?
Yeah, just make sure you hold her back from the food. I don't want her to eat all the nuggies. All right, Cody, here's your dinosaur chicken nuggies.
Oh, those look like some good chicken nuggies, Junior. Can I have a chicken nugget?
No, you're like a shark. Once you taste blood, you're not gonna be able to stop. So once you eat a chicken nugget, you're gonna eat all the chicken nuggets. No.
Oh, hey there, little fellow. What's your name?
Joseph.
Are you feet level 47?
Dude, how did she find out my Fortnite username?
Well, oh my God, Cody, it's him. We have to leave. But Mom, what about nuggies and gogies? I don't know what kind of weird hip-hop slang that is, Cody, but we have to leave right now.
Dude, Cody's mom is so weird.
I know, she's really weird.
Oh, man, what's wrong with liking feet, man?
Yeah, he's weird. Wait, Joseph,
what?
She left her ring.
Dude, a ring? Oh, dude, you should totally put it on and act like a girl.
Oh my God, that'd be so funny. I'm gonna do it.
Dude.
All right, Joseph, I got the ring on my finger.
Oh, man, you look like a total girl, dude.
Hee-hee, I'm a girl.
Your name could be Julia or something.
Oh, I like Julia. That's a good girl name for me.
Julia, tell me some girl things you do.
I like to wake up in the morning and pour me some milk for my cereal with my boobies.
How convenient.
Yeah, I like to paint my fingernails.
Oh, do you paint your toenails, too?
Yeah, especially my toenails.
You gotta send me some pics, bro. Never mind. It's not like I like feet or anything.
Oh, Joseph, you should come to the bathroom while I pee out my butt.
Yeah, what else would they sit on the toilet for?
Yeah, the girls pee out their butt, right?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, well, come with me to the bathroom.
Oh, I gotta see this.
All right, Joseph, I'm about to pee out my butt like a girl.
Do it, dude.
I can't seem to do it. I must be constipated.
Oh, man, I should get a tampon to help you get it out.
Girls have such weird problems.
I know, they're so weird. Thank God we're dudes.
Yeah, hold on. Let me strain more. Joseph, what? I dropped the ring down the toilet.
Well, get it out, dude.
Yeah, I'm not going to tuck my hand in there. I poop in there.
Well, but what if his mom comes back looking for it?
Well, she's not going to look for it. She's so fat. She's probably, like, licking her fingers from looking at those chicken nuggets, and she might have actually thought that she ate her ring or something.
Yeah, she's not going to want it.
Yeah, let's just flush it, because that's gross.
Yeah.
All right, Joseph, since Cody had to go home, I guess that means there's more dinosaur chicken nuggies for us.
Dude, I love dinosaur nuggies. I like to eat the feet part first. It tastes better to me.
Maybe it's just me.
My phone's ringing. Hold on. Hello?
Hey, Junior.
Woman, what did you do with that ring?
There's kind of a situation happening at my house.
Where's it at? There's no reason for you to take it off.
What's wrong, Cody?
Well, my mom lost her wedding ring, and my dad's real mad because he thinks she took it off so she could cheat on him.
I know you're cheating on me. There's no reason for you to take it off. Look, I pay the bills in this house. I get to cheat whenever I want.
I'm gonna come over and look for the ring.
I don't think the ring's here, Cody, because I would have seen the ring if it was here.
Well, I'm still gonna come over and look anyway.
Oh, okay, bye. Joseph, it's so bad.
What's wrong, dude?
Cody's coming over to look for his mom's ring.
But you flushed it down the toilet.
I know we flushed it down the toilet, but we have to lie to him and say that we've never seen it.
No, dude, that's lying.
I need you to lie for me, please, Joseph.
I guess I can do it for you this one time, but you owe me some serious feet pics. I'm talking individual toes, toenail polish and all, dude.
Okay, fine, whatever you want.
Yes.
I think that's Cody. Just lie for me.
Okay.
Hello? Cody, just stop trying. We're not that flexible. I tried doing it to myself, too.
No, Junior, I'm out of breath. I'm in like a mile to come here. Hold on.
Junior, we gotta find that ring really quick. My dad says if my mom doesn't find the ring in the next 10 minutes, he's gonna divorce her.
Well, no! Well, I already looked around the whole house. I didn't see a ring.
Junior, it has to be here. This is the only place we went today.
I mean, maybe your mom ate it.
No, Junior, she didn't eat it. I'm coming inside to look for it. Where is it?
What you looking for, dude?
My mom's ring.
Oh, yeah, the one Junior flushed down the toilet.
What? Joseph! What? It sounds like you just said, I don't want feet pics really loud.
Oh,
what? Junior, did you flush my mom's ring down the toilet?
No! I flushed a DVD copy of the movie The Ring.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. I swear to not flush your mom's ring down the toilet.
You swear on Chef Pee-Pee's life?
Yeah, I swear on Chef Pee-Pee's life.
Woo! Finally done cleaning the kitchen. Oh man, the stove's still on. Gotta turn this off.
Jesus Christ, Junior, Chef Pee-Pee just died. That means you did flush the ring.
Okay, yes, I did flush your mom's ring. And I shouldn't swear on people's lives because then they die in explosions.
Why would you flush my mom's ring, Junior?
Okay, look, I put it on because I wanted to act like a girl and wear a ring. And then I went to go use the bathroom to pee out my butt like girls do.
Obviously.
And the ring fell off in the toilet and I flushed it because toilets are dirty and I didn't want to get the ring out.
Well, how are we going to get it back now?
Look, there's got to be a way to get it. Maybe it's like still in the toilet, like didn't go down.
But you flushed it.
All right, Cody, here's the toilet.
Yes, that's a toilet.
But maybe the ring's still down there. Put your hand down there.
Well, I'm not putting my hand in the toilet.
That's what I thought. That's why I flushed it.
Junior, you flushed it, so it's gone forever now.
Well, maybe the ring is back here in this thing.
No, that's not where things go when you flush them.
Wait, then what's back there?
It's water.
Well, there's water right there.
Well, yeah, but there's water in there, too.
Well, where's the water come from up there?
Well, there's pipes that... Junior, I'm not teaching you how toilets work today.
Well, why don't we just call a plumber and see if a plumber can get the ring out?
No, Junior, I think the ring's just gone forever. I'm going to go to Walmart and try to find a replacement ring.
Well, then they're not going to have a replacement ring at Walmart. Your mom's not that cheap. All right, let's call a plumber.
Hey there, you call a plumber?
Yes, Mr. Plumber, I called.
Well, first off, I'm married.
Why are you telling me that?
Well, I don't know if you've seen those naughty videos online where, like, a hot girl will call a plumber and say that she wants him to unclog her pipes, you know? And then she tries to pay him some kind of other way.
Oh, I love those videos!
Yeah, well, I don't do that anymore. I get sued too many times. Like this one time, I went over to a girl's house, and she said she wanted me to unclog her pipes... And so I started taking my pants off, and then she actually meant she literally wanted me to unclog a pipe, so her husband beat me up, and I got in a lot of trouble.
Oh, well, no, I actually need you to get some out of the toilet.
Okay, great, so what do you need?
Okay, so I accidentally flushed my best friend's mom's wedding ring down the toilet, and if we don't get the ring back, they're gonna get a divorce.
What, they're gonna get divorced just because she lost the ring?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that easy to get divorced. I want to get divorced, hold on. Drop that in there.
Wait, you just dropped your ring in the toilet.
Yeah, I did. Flushing it.
Wait, you flushed your ring down the toilet.
Yeah. I'm going to call my wife and tell her I flushed our ring. See if she divorces me. Okay, hold on. It's ringing.
Hello, boy. Ain't no love of my life. How's work going?
Not too good, actually. I'm doing a plumbing job and something went wrong.
Oh, no, boy. You didn't pull your pants down in front of another woman again, did you?
No. Nothing like that. But if I did, would you leave me?
No, of course not, Boyney.
No, it's fine, because I got something better. So I was working on a toilet, and I dropped my wedding ring in there, and I accidentally flushed it. So you're going to leave me, huh, please?
No, Boyney, I would never leave you. Our love means more to me than just a ring.
Are you sure? Because what if I did it on purpose?
No, Boyney, I wouldn't leave you.
Okay.
I love you, Boyney.
I'm rather fond of you as well, Karen.
What was that?
Well, that didn't work.
Well, I don't mean to rush you, but I really need to get that ring back.
Yeah, I might as well get mine, too. All right, well, the cool thing about toilets is that there's a pipe in the toilet that goes from the toilet all the way down to the sewer. So all we gotta do is find the ring in the pipes before it gets to the sewer. Like, we just find it in the wall and stop the ring before it reaches the sewer.
Well, how are we gonna find that?
Well, it should be really easy. I'm really good at this. Come on. All right, so how long ago did you flush the ring?
Maybe about 3 or 4 minutes ago.
Okay, so it should be right around here somewhere. Now, I'm gonna tell you a little plumber secret. There's pipes all up in these walls that carry water from the toilet to the sewer. If you put your ear up to the wall, you can even hear the water rushing through the pipes.
I don't hear anything.
Yeah, that's because you're not a plumber. You gotta have the plumber's ear. All right, so what I'm listening for is like a little ringing sound. That's the ring bouncing around inside the pipes. So then when I hear it, I can bust open the wall and pull the ring out. Hold on. Oh, I'm hearing a ring here. I mean, I do have tinnitus, but I think this is the ring. Oh, yeah, that's it. I only have seconds. I gotta hurry.
What?
Come on, give me the ring. Come on, huh? Oh, there's no pipes in there.
What, there's no pipes?
No pipes in that wall.
You just said you heard running water.
I lied about the pipes. I made that up. But I mean, how cool would it be if I was right, you know, if I just busted open the wall and ripped out the ring? Right?
That would have been cool, but they didn't happen.
Yeah, but I would have been a hero, right? But it didn't. So,
now there's a hole in my wall.
Yeah.
So how am I going to explain that to my dad?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm just gonna go home, and I will send you a bill.
Where's the ring? Oh, what's gonna happen?
Did you find the ring?
No.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
Oh, did you get a ring from Walmart?
Well, I got a ring out of a gumball machine.
Your dad's gonna notice it's not the right ring.
Yeah, I know.
This is dumb.
What'd the plumber say?
He just busted a hole in my wall with a hammer and then left.
Wow, that was helpful.
Yeah, but he did say that all the pipes lead to the sewer, so maybe the ring's in the sewer.
I guess we're just gonna have to go dig through the sewer.
You act like that's a bad thing. I do it all the time.
Let's go do it. All right, guys. Who wants to go in the sewer first?
So many diseases in there.
Hey, guys.
Oh, no.
Who's this?
It's Pangy the Sewer Penguin.
What you guys doing here?
Pangy, we're looking for a ring. Have you seen it in the sewer?
Maybe.
Cut the crap, Pangy. Have you seen it or not?
I'll never tell.
Fine. What do you want, Pangy? I know you have it.
Pangy needs his toes licked.
You would want that, you sick freak.
Wait, why are you guys looking at me?
Thanks, Joseph, for getting my mom's ring back. I know Pangy's not easy to deal with.
Don't worry about it, dude. I'll lick some toes for my bros.
Yeah, thanks. Well, I'm gonna get this ring back to my mom.
Oh, man, today was a stressful day.
I know, dude. Chef Pee-Pee.